Hello. It is time for CD Memories. 6:20 p.m. on Sunday, September 23rd, 2007, and I'm surrounded by all of the CDs, music CDs, that my wife and I have. And recently we went through the process of ripping them all to the computer. So we had the music, and now we're in the process of sort of getting rid of them, how we're going to get rid of them and stuff. So, surrounded by a huge pile of CDs here, and I felt each CD sort of has a story behind it. So I figured I would start just going through all these CDs, probably around 800 to 1,000 of them. Who knows how this will work out, but we'll see. Of course, the music CD is something that was the dominant form of music that you would purchase. I would say starting in the late 1980s, it really took over from the cassette and the LP. So here I have the very first CD I ever bought, and I remember exactly where I bought it. It was 1990. I believe it was 1990. And I went to the Tower Records downtown New York City on Broadway and West 4th Street. Unfortunately, that store closed recently and is no longer around. But I remember it was up in the mezzanine level, and it was, and I found this CD, Love Baby by Fortran 5. Not a very, perhaps, famous group, but I saw a video for this song, Love Baby, by the group Fortran 5, on 120 minutes on MTV, I believe. And so I got this. This is the single version. That's one of these CDs with the sort of the cardboard outer shell. It's not a jewel case. And there it is. Unfortunately, it did not actually have the version of Love Baby that I saw in the video. That happens quite often, right? You hear a song, and then you buy something, and it's a different version. But, yep, here it is, Love Baby. Carnivorous marine mammal with short limbs mix. And also the haze mix. That's how I started off with CDs with this one. So from 1990 till about, you know, I guess it started really dropping off with the advent of the iPods. Came around 2001, and in those, so in the past few years, the CD has kind of become obsolete, and all these CDs have been stored in boxes and not really used for years now. So now I'm just going to start to go through these very randomly and whatever I come up with. Some of them I'll just give you the title, some I'll talk about. Here's a CD called 2 Minutes Hate. I believe that's the group name. The album is Let It Eat. And this is from a place, Discorama. This is a used record store in New York City that I believe still exists. I think the main location I would go to was on West 3rd Street, right by 6th Avenue. And they also have one in Union Square. So this was $4.99, and it's dated on their label, March 97, and I don't really know much about this one. I've heard it a couple times. The song California? I don't know much about that one. Here we go. You Slay Me. 12 songs from 12 Atlantic artists for 12 Days of Christmas. So, just sort of this mid-90s sort of alternative rock. I think we got this because Tori Amos does a little drummer boy, but not that good. Zappa's Universe? I don't know where this came from. It's different people covering Frank Zappa songs. Here's a little insert from a magazine. Astral Works and Revolution present LRD, Le Rhythm Digital. A Le Rhythm Digital exclusive DJ mix. Jacques Lucant, Jacques Your Body with rock and electro house beats. So, this is from a magazine called Revolution, year 2000. A lot of magazines had the CDs. They still do. Here we go. Twang, a tribute to Hank Marvin and the Shadows. I forgot where I got this, but I never really got into the Shadows, but I know that they were really huge for instrumental rock, and this was a tribute with the Bella Fleck and the Flecktones and different people like that. I've listened to this CD. I never really got into it that much. Here you go, Triumph Stages. I don't know where I got this, but I know that my roommate John, in my first year of college back in 1985 and 86. I was a huge fan of Triumph, a Canadian rock band. That's why I got that one. Here we go. Sonic Boom. the music from Sonic CD and Sonic Spinball. This is a great. I listen to this CD so much. It's a great CD. Tons of great music from the Sonic CD. I've always been into the Sonic the Hedgehog music. Of course, the American Sonic CD had different music from the Japanese Sonic CD. So that's a good one. Here we go. Phoenix Thunderstone, Stained Glass Trash. Another. This was a 25-cent piece from Discorama. It has no cover, but it has a back. And it has a thing all about it. Imagine the sound of John Spencer meeting the Cramps and Gun Club in a swamp and having his ass kicked. Blah, 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 whatever. Mercury Records. I don't know what this all... I don't know if I listened to that much. I used to love going to the used CD stores and getting CDs, and it was something that I just don't do anymore. But it used to be a great thrill to see like what you can get and then something you can listen to. It was almost like an addiction at one point. Here's a CD. 20 Bluegrass Original Instrumentals. 20 Bluegrass Originals. It has like Foggy Mountain Breakdown by Flat and Scruggs and Orange Blossom Special Breakdown and just good stuff. I've listened to this one a lot. Here's something that I've never listened to. I think it was something maybe my wife got from one of those CD clubs. Ronnie Wood, Slide On Live, Plugged In and Standing. So, member of the Rolling Stones, Ronnie Wood. Here is a CD. That's pretty decent. It's the group Wire, On Returning, 1977 to 1979. So it's like a compilation of Wire stuff. So, they're okay. Here we go. The Wizardry of Oz, a tripped-out transmission beamed down from Transient Records. What is this? House of Trance. 122 St. Mark's Place, New York, New York. There's like a sticker on the back. I don't remember anything about the House of Trance. I got this for $4 at some store. 1202? Could that be December of 02? It's like trance music. It's pretty decent. What is that sticker? House of Trance. I wonder if that still exists. APTP.com. APTP Records. Interesting. Maybe it's just a record label. Here is an interesting thing. It's because you know what's cool? Because I mean, the jewel cases themselves, and like because we're getting rid of this stuff, so we have retained the audio, but the whatever's printed in the those little brochures in there are it's going to be sort of lost. But I kind of don't care, you know. What are you going to do? But something very tactile about these things. That's why I sort of wanted to go through them. We just don't have the room to store this stuff. I mean, it takes up like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 big boxes of CDs. Anyway, here we have Men at Work and Friends. Let's see, 2 CD set. Best of the Best. Nice price. Best of the Best with an extra CD. This is an odd one. Made in Holland. And it has Men at Work plus other groups sort of mixed in. So... I don't know. There's 2 CDs, different groups. They have it's Men at Work and Tim Finn, Flash in the Pan, Split Ends, Owen Paul, whatever. It's kind of annoying. Here we go, Moby Play, pretty popular album. I never got into that much. Here we go, Modern Mandolin Quartet, Tchaikovsky, The Nutcracker Suite. This is a cool one. This is just 4 guys playing mandolin and The Nutcracker Suite, which is a great piece of music. There they are, the 4 mandolin guys. Cool. Cool. How about Ministry? I don't know what the name of this album is. I can't even read it. It's like runes or something. K-E. I don't know what you would call it. But it has the song N-W-O, which has New World Order, right? Jesus Built My Hot Rod. Good album. Junior Senior. The album Don't Stop the Beat. It's a decent one. Beth Orton, Trailer Park. I don't know much about Beth Orton. Oh, here we have Kitaro. Yes. Kojiki. So the Kitaro is a Japanese sort of electronic music, new age artist, basically. And Kojiki's this album. And I actually saw this live in concert at Radio City Music Hall way back when. This came out when... It came out in 1990. So yeah, it was back in that time period. Went with my friend Andrew. And here is a best of... This is a really annoying jewel case. A best of Kitaro. It's called 10 Years. It's 2 discs, but it's like a double jewel case. But it's like two backs. There's no front. It's really kind of weird. Oh, look, and the actual sort of front is inside here. Okay. That's interesting. There you go. It's a guitar is good. It's good sort of like mellow, new agey type music. And here is the soundtrack to Kids. You know, I never saw this movie, Kids. Never saw it. I got this a CD pretty much just for the song Natural One by Folk Implosion. Really good song. That was one of those songs they used to play a lot on K-Rock radio in New York City in the mid-90s. You know, there's a certain kind of what they called alternative rock. And Natural One, great song. So moving on, we have, it's just like I said, it's going to be sort of a random selection here. Winger, Pull. I never heard that album. Metallica, the Black Album. Decent stuff. I was never a huge Metallica fan, and of course they love to sue their fans, so screw them. Poison, Flesh and Blood. And two copies of Portishead Dummy, of course. This is a classic album by Portishead. Dummy, great album. I think one was mine and one was my wife's, so we both loved the Portishead. Great stuff. I know they're still around, but I don't know if they did much beyond that. Smithsonian Collection of Recordings, American Songbook Series, Cole Porter. And, of course, Pop Will Eat Itself, Cure for Sanity. Some good stuff. Pop Will Eat Itself is pretty good. An early 90s band. X, Y, and Z is a song I knew from 120 Minutes. I found out about a lot of music watching that MTV show 120 Minutes, which was on, Sunday night from, 10 to midnight, I guess. And great resource for finding music back in the day in, the early 90s. Late 80s, early 90s, definitely. Also, I read a lot of music magazines and really, a lot of the imports from Britain, especially a magazine called Select, which I got a lot of music advice from. Here you go, The Who. Who's next? Then you have this is Excelsior brand CD. Some people outside. West Side Story. So, just sort of a crappy version of West Side Story. Here we go, White Zombie, Astro Creep 2000. Good album. We should listen to this where I worked down on Varick Street a lot. This had More Human Than Human, referring to Blade Runner. And the new Blade Runner is coming out soon, too. It's going to be cool. A new version of Blade Runner, like a director's cut. How about The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time soundtrack? The Verve Pipe Villains. What was it? Some girl I knew or something. This was back in, I think some girl back in the 90s I went out with a couple times. This song, The Freshman, made her cry. But I was never really a big fan of the Verve Pipe. What was the year? I can't even read it. The printing on here is pretty annoying. Yeah, the Verve Pipe. Here's a compilation, again, from Discorama. It was 25 cents. Trademark of Quality, Warner Brothers. And, the Carl Stalling Project they have on here. I had that CD once, but I lost it. I don't know what happened to it. I guess at this point it's good that I lost CDs because I'm getting rid of them all anyway, except I ripped them all, so it'd be good to rip it. Mud Honey, Babes in Toyland, all these random bands from way back when. John Wesley Harding. Here we go, the soundtrack to the movie Trainspotting. Trans Am, Surrender to the Night. It's a decent album. Some good stuff on there. Trans Am is one of those post-rock groups, a genre that is a bit obscure. It's called post-rock, and Tortoise and I think Stereolab even are sort of part of that genre. Some good stuff. Here's, again, it's a promotional thing. Emma Townsend, Two Songs from Winterland. I guess when we went to some concert, they were handing this out. Emma Thompson, the two songs are The Last Time I Saw Sadie and Five Aside Football. And U2, Achtung Baby. UB40, Promises and Lies. All I know of UB40 is Red Red Wine and the fact that they're one of the lyrics in the song David Bowie by Fish. You know that song? The only lyrics are David Bowie, UB40. That's it. I don't know much more about them. This is not the album that has Red Red Wine. This is from 1993. And here's an interesting one. Two Skinny J's, Supermercado is the name of the album. Capricorn record label. They had a song called Riot Nerd. That was pretty good. Interesting stuff. All right, we have The Untamed Youth, the album Untamed Melodies. This was a really independent thing of a surf / garage type band, you know, that was from the 90s, 1996. Kind of good, kind of all right, kind of not, I don't know. It was all right. And Underworld, Second Toughest in the Infants. This is an electronica album that I never really got that much into. I never really got into this album, Underworld. I got into one of their other albums called, the heck was it? Buku Fish? It was all right. Some of the songs were okay on that. Here we go. Another one of these CDs from a magazine. Uncut, 18-track guide to the month's best music. Anything recognizable? Stephen Malkmus, The Young Gods, The Cowboy Junkies, Frank Black. Who knows? The CDs from the magazines are kind of an interesting category of CD. Here we go. The Nice Price. It's kind of cool. They have a sticker, The Nice Price. Andy Williams, Greatest Hits, Volume 2. I really like this CD. Where Do I Begin? Right? Love Story, MacArthur Park, Music to Watch Girls By, Love Theme from The Godfather, all that kind of good stuff. Ah, Will to Power. They were a one-hit wonder. They had the medley of Baby, I Love Your Way and Free Bird medley. Free Baby. Here's Wild Surf. I have a lot of surf music. I love surf instrumentals. And this is just like sort of a random compilation by this Delphi label. The Lively Ones, The Centurions, Sentinels, things like that. Love the surf music. Here's a weird one. Spirit Gum, If I Had a Hi-Fi. Really looks like a really obscure album. Most of these, actually, when we ripped them, they actually did scan in the Grace Note. A couple didn't. I mean, those are set aside. I'll talk about those separately. A couple were so obscure they weren't even in the Grace Note. But this one is Spirit Gum. This is one of these ones I got in a UCD store. Has a gold stamp on the front. It says, for promotional use only. Sale or other transfer is prohibited. Must be returned on demand of recording company. So, whatever. No one ever pays attention to that. They just sell them anyway. And so this is something that I don't even know what this is all about. Is there a year? Let's see. I'm trying to... Spirit Gum, If I Had a Hi-Fi. And, 1995. And I think a lot of stuff from that time period, right before the internet sort of got big, is, like, lost. Like, there's hardly any reference to things like this. I didn't really look this one up. And the cover is interesting. It's a ghost with sunglasses and a beard and mustache with a hi-fi. So, Spirit Gum. Here is a CD I got. Oh, now I got this one from Video Game Connections, which is a video game store based in Howell, New Jersey, that's no longer around. I actually worked for the store for a while, and you can tell because it has the Child World. I guess this guy Mike that ran the store got a whole bunch of Child World price stickers when Child World, which was a toy store, went out of business. It says CW/CP, and this was $6.99. It is. Eric Leinsdorf conducting the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Wagner, excerpts from the operas. Prokofiev, excerpts from the ballet Romeo and Juliet. Sheffield Lab, direct from the masters. Looks like an older CD, you know. Some of the older CDs definitely have thicker plastic on the jewel cases. And this was, yeah. And he had a dating scheme, so... Could this actually have been from 2004? 4/07/27. So that would be July 27th, 2004. That's possible that he put it on sale. He always had that code. That seems fairly recent. I don't know. And here we go. Burnin', The Wailers. So this is Bob Marley and The Wailers. Get up, stand up. Right. Two CDs here from a group called Vapor Space. I don't know where I got these. 0902, maybe that's from 2002. I think I got these down at a used bookstore on Crosby Street by Houston Street. This is like a single called Vista Humana, and there's an album, Themes from Vapor Space. This is from 1994, and I don't really remember much about this. I don't know if I listened to it that much. Now here's a CD I got down on Canal Street, like in Chinatown type area. They had a lot of like really obscure used CDs that I got, and some interesting stuff. This is a band called Ultramarine, and the album is United Kingdoms, and Sire Records and Giant Records in 1993. Kind of an interesting electronic group. The cover is cool. It has like three faces of like a king and a queen and a wizard carved in wood on a green background. That was kind of interesting stuff. What was the song? The Badger, Instant Kitten. Some cool stuff. Ultravox, the collection. The best of Ultravox, such as Dancing with Tears in My Eyes. That's a good one. And here's one that I listen to a lot. The Yardbirds' Greatest Hits, Volume 1, 1964 to 1966. For Your Love, Evil Hearted You. I mean, just amazing stuff. So, you know, the Yardbirds just kick ass, basically. And that's the group that essentially is Led Zeppelin, basically, was formed out of the ashes of the Yardbirds. Andrew W.K., I Get Wet. Pretty decent album from 2002. We listened to that a lot back in the day. Tricky Maxin Quay. I never listened to that one that much. And here's a weird one I got at one of those UCD stores. The Surf Coasters. It's like a... Oh, yeah, Discorama, $6.99. It's like a Japanese surf music group. I listened to it. I never really got into this one, though. It has kind of an interesting artwork on it, like a fork with a plate of like pasta and mussels in a kitchen. I don't know. Whatever. Let's see what else we can find here. Ah, the greatest hits of the Platters. 20 greatest hits. Yep. PM Dawn. Two CDs from PM Dawn. Really good group. Again, from the early 90s. 1991. Songs like Paper Doll. It was sort of these two guys, sort of a rap group, but also sort of like a hippie rap group. Good stuff. So the album Of the Heart of the Cross, Of the Heart of the Soul and of the Cross, The Utopian Experience. I listened to this album a lot back in the day. I think I had it on cassette. It was one of my favorites. Then PM Dawn, The Bliss album. I don't know if I heard that one as much, but the Bliss album I got from the Video Game Connections. Again, 2004, May 20th. He used to, do, besides he used CDs, he used to do the, I'm saying, he used video games, he did use CDs as well, so. I used to buy a lot of those from him. Now we have several Robert Plant solo CDs. And I've liked the Robert Plant solo stuff, to some extent. It's decent. We have Now and Zen, Fate of Nations, and Manic Nirvana. And probably of all of these, I listened to Fate of Nations a lot. Some pretty good songs in there from 1993. So, Primus, Frizzle Fry. Primus is good. John the Fisherman, that was definitely a song I saw on 120 Minutes. Prince and the New Power Generation, this is a cool album. I don't know the album at all. I think it's my wife's, but it has a hologram for a cover. Prince, sort of an animated hologram, Prince and these two girls. And Purple Rain by Prince. Here's what looks like an obscure 1996, the mid-90s obscure CD. See, there was a time period after the whole alternative rock craze, which sort of got really jump-started by Nirvana and Pearl Jam and all those kind of bands. And then by the mid-90s, that was like 1991, and by the mid-90s it had kind of crashed. So alternative rock was sort of in a slump. Here's a group called The Posies with the album Amazing Grace from the David Geffen Company. I don't know. This looks like quite an obscure CD. Waveforms, audio sampler for games from TSR. It was like audio CDs and for DMs, original music and sound effects for gaming. A magical construct designed to provide information. When you're going out of your mind, sometimes it's nice to have a soundtrack. Music tracks can be used over and over again as background for any AD&D game. The music and sounds paint an audio picture of the lands and people. Access to horror, interface to terror. Who are these people? It's music for playing Dungeons and Dragons, oh well. King Crimson album Thrack. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't really get too much into this one. There was actually a song called Cages from some compilation that I liked a lot by them. I never really got into King Crimson. This is one of their later ones from 1994. Killing Joke, Pandemonium. It's a pretty good album. I listened to this one a lot back in the day. 1994. So you can see that's a big... That like 94 and everything. This is a big time for CDs. Here's a 5-CD set, The Complete Works of Scott Joplin. And what this is every single song published by Scott Joplin, who, of course, is the greatest ragtime composer ever, from like the 1890s to the 1910s. Every single one played by this guy, Richard Zimmerman. And I read, like, online, like, criticisms of his playing, like, it's not great. But this is the only place where you can get, as far as I know, and it's, like, low-cost, Laser-like Digital is the brand, but the only place that you can actually get the complete works of Scott Joplin, and it's great to be able to hear everything. I'm a huge fan of Scott Joplin. Here's another Excelsior Classic Gold Scott Joplin. A bunch of the songs. I mean, Scott Joplin is fantastic. Here's something I got at Discorama for $1.99. Laser-like Digital again. When the Saints, the best of Dixieland. So it's Dixieland jazz. Good stuff. Here's an album, Pretty Boy Floyd, Leather Boys with Electric Toys. I think it was my wife's. It's definitely, like, and it was 89, towards the end of the hair band phenomenon. Let's see what else we got here. Whitesnake, the album Whitesnake, self-titled. Pretenders, the singles, they got some good stuff. Brass in Pocket. And here's some more... August 2000, Revolution Magazine, Departures, highlights from the 18th Street Lounge Music Archives, personally selected by Thievery Corporation. And then another one from the Revolution Magazine, Electroliday, Days Off, Nights Out, Lights Down. I guess I used to get this Revolution Magazine back in 2000. I kind of don't even remember. Deep Summer, Smooth Jams for an Even Tan. Good stuff. Here we go, some Pink Floyd. Of course, we have Dark Side of the Moon, Piper at the Gates of Dawn, awesome. I think they just re-released it with all of the... It really made sense. They re-released this with all of the other singles that Syd Barrett was so involved with. Fantastic album. I can't recommend this enough. I mean, if you have any negative views of Pink Floyd, this first album, The Piper at the Gates of Dawn, is completely different. It's a completely different kind of music. It is fantastic. This basically is Syd Barrett, and the rest of it is without Syd Barrett. So this is an amazing album. We have Pink Floyd, Saucer Full of Secrets. This is one I don't know. I had trouble getting into some of the other Pink Floyd stuff of that era. But Wish You Were Here, of course. I mean, utter classic album. I mean, this is from later on, from like 1975. Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here. Amazing. The Wall, you know, there's a lot of good stuff in there, but I don't think I would listen to the whole thing all the way through. But, of course, there's some great stuff on Pink Floyd, The Wall. Wings, Greatest Hits. Ah, here we go. Paul McCartney's band, of course, in the 70s. Really good stuff. I listen to this one a lot. Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey, great stuff. Of course, I really feel there's a lot of questions whether this guy is really the original Paul McCartney, because a lot of people say that the original Paul McCartney died in 1966. There's that whole controversy, but whatever, it's still good music. Now we have two albums from a group called Melt Banana, which is a very extreme kind of music. I think it was on CMJ. I still have all my old CMJ. CMJ was another one of these magazines that came out every month with lots of new music on it, and I have like hundreds of those CDs. I gotta just rip them, and I guess I would just throw them away. No one would want them if I ripped them. But I think I heard one of these songs. It actually was a song called It's in the Pill Case, if I can find that here. Yeah, It's in the Pill Case. I don't even know what you would call this. It's this like super fast. They sing in English, but it's like like really fast. It's like almost unlistenable. It's, I don't know. So I bought two albums of it. Here's a Widespread Panic single CD, Ain't Life Grand. I know Widespread Panic is one of the bigger jam bands out there. I never really got into them that much, though. Here's an interesting album, Mike Watt, Ball Hog or Tugboat. Now, Mike Watt was this guy that had a band called the Minutemen, and this was an album, came out in 1995,
And him, he teamed up with all these different people. And I think, like, Eddie Vedder sang on this song, Against the 70s, the kids of today should defend themselves against the 70s, right? And I think this is completely, like, forgotten now, but it was kind of cool. Like, Piss Bottle Man, I think it was Evan Dando, if I'm not mistaken, and Chinese Fire Drill was Frank Black. Let me see. Because this is an interesting artifact from the 90s. Again, here's, like, the inside thing that folds out. Yeah. Big Train, Dave Grohl, Eddie Vedder. Let's see. What other singers do we have here? Piss Bottle Man was Evan Dando. Can you, like, this is just the information that's floating around my mind. Who sang on Piss Bottle Man on the Mike Watt album? Oh, Evan Dando. It's a song about how you drive around and if you have to go to the bathroom, you just piss in a bottle. Great. Frank Black. Who else? I don't know. There's a lot of people. Interesting stuff. Interesting artifacts. From the 1990s. Yep, 1995. Here is the Scott Weiland album, 12 Bar Blues. This is sort of a solo album after he sort of split up from the Stone Temple Pilots. Then I think he got back with them, then he got away from them again. But I don't think this album was that good, actually. XL Recordings, the American chapter. This is one of these... The cardboard jewel case is kind of annoying sometimes, but this is a CD from 93 with just, it's just like a sampler with some electronica, good stuff. Night in Motion by Cubic 22, Charlie by the Prodigy, Anastasia by T99, so some good stuff and some stuff I don't recognize. Steve Miller Band, Greatest Hits, 74 to 78. This is... probably one of the biggest albums ever, I would imagine, in terms of selling. Swing Town, Jungle Love, Take the Money and Run, Rockin' Me, Serenade, True Fine Love, The Stake, The Joker, Fly Like an Eagle, Threshold, Jet Airliner, Dance, 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 Wintertime, Wild Mountain Honey. Phenomenal rock music. I mean, it's just a classic. I mean, I'm sure most all of these songs is ingrained in everyone's head. So, that's a classic. Here's a really good album, The Moog Cookbook, right? 1996. It is Moog synthesizer cover songs by this guy Roger Manning is associated with it. He's one of the guys doing it. He was in a band Jellyfish, I think. But here's what they have: Moog synthesizer. And again, I think I've made my. This is a decision you have to make in life. How to pronounce Moog? I know it's really pronounced Moog, but I can't do it. Moog is what I'm going to say from now on. You know, Moog synthesizer. You have Black Hole Sun, Buddy Holly, Basket Case, Come Out and Play, Free Fallen, Are You Going to Go My Way, Smells Like Teen Spirit, Even Flow, The One I Love, and Rockin' in the Free World, all done without MIDI, they say, on Moog synthesizers. Really good stuff. It sounds like very retro, but all these, at that time, current songs. So, good stuff. Here's a CD that doesn't even have a jewel case. It's in a generic jewel case. The United States Air Force Airmen of Note in the Glenn Miller Mood. So yes, here's a couple of Glenn Miller CDs. The Glenn Miller Collection, sort of a laser, I guess Laserlight did a lot of these like CDs that are like cheaper. And of course, limited gold edition, the Glenn Miller Orchestra in the Digital Mood. And this is sort of a real classic Glenn Miller CD. In the Mood, Chattanooga Choo Choo, American Patrol, String of Pearls. I listen to this one a lot. Really good stuff. The Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, Question the Answers. I don't know. I listen to this sometimes, but it wasn't that great, actually. I'm trying to see what was the song that got me into that one. I don't even know. And I think this was my wife's Bette Midler, Some People's Lives. Yeah, I'm not a real big Bette Midler fan. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Into the Great Wide Open. Yeah, this is one of those big, big ones. Yes, I mean, Tom Petty, whatever. Some good songs, I don't know. I'm not really into Tom Petty. Here we go. I think the only Pearl Jam CD I have, it is the single of Spin the Black Circle with Tremor Christ from the Vitalogy album. I'm really, you know... I kind of don't like Pearl Jam, but I can like some of their songs, you know. A Partridge Family Christmas Card. starring Shirley Jones featuring David Cassidy. There you go. I love all the Partridge Family and Brady Bunch type music. It's all really good stuff. Here's the album Pavement, Slanted and Enchanted. You know what? This is like one of these albums that everyone loves. This is indie masterpiece. I have to say, I've never been able to get into it. I've tried listening to it many times, and I just can't make a connection with this Pavement album. Sorry. Here's another Moog album, Best of Moog, electronic pop hits from the 60s and 70s. So, of course, Popcorn by Hot Butter, Jean-Jacques Perry, Perry Kingsley, a lot of good Moog synthesizer songs. What did someone say about it? An interesting quote, if I can remember it. Should try to say beep, 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 beep. Yeah, I remember this one quote. This is at the end of the thing. This selection represents a very personal and subjective take on the Moog canon and a modest attempt to encourage a broader definition of psychedelic music. Yes, you read that correctly. I wanted this collection to sound like C-3PO's idea of a good fuck album. And I've managed to do that. And if I've managed to do that, well, then I've succeeded. So he wanted it to be a good C-3PO's idea of a good fuck album. Whatever. And what you notice about all these jewel cases is that, and these CDs, is that they're in these plastic jewel cases, which are... mostly, they're really susceptible to damage, so they're all scratched and scuffed and broken and destroyed, and it's really unpleasant, right? A lot of times, inside there's those little plastic teeth that hold in the middle of the CD, and they're all busted and broken, and even taking the little, the brochure out, whatever you call it, the insert out, it kind of wrecks it a little bit every time you take it out. So there's something about CD that, it's kind of good to see it go, even though it was such a huge part of everyone's lives. John Mellencamp, Dance Naked. Don't know that album. John Mellencamp, Human Wheels. My wife's she was a big John Mellencamp fan. John Mellencamp, Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky. John Mellencamp, John Cougar Mellencamp, Scarecrow. John Mellencamp, The Loathsome Jubilee. There's John Mellencamp. John Cougar Mellencamp. Uh-huh. This is the one that had Crumbling Down, Pink Houses, Authority Song, Play Guitar. Yeah, this is definitely... I definitely could check out some of this stuff. This is some good stuff. Classic 80s stuff. And here's John Mellencamp, Whenever We Want It. So a lot of John Mellencamp stuff. Right. What else can we find here? Okay, we get to the Tori Amos section. Tori Amos, of course, my wife and my sister-in-law Carrie got me into Tori Amos, and I became a big fan, and, I think she kind of went downhill, so kind of got out of it, but we have here Under the Pink. This is the Australian and New Zealand 2-CD tour edition, including 11 bonus songs, More Pink, the B-sides, so this is definitely a lot of great stuff. I bought it at Rocket Scientist for $20. Rocket Scientist, they're... I don't know if they're still there. They probably are, on Carmine Street. Here is To Venus and Back by Tori Amos. This is really where she started to really lose it, and her music started to go bad. Disc 1 was new stuff, and Disc 2 was a live album. That's stupid. If someone wants to buy a new album, why do you want to buy live tracks? One of these CDs actually got completely... I stepped on it and got cracked, so all we have is the live one. And it's another annoying cardboard one. The brochure is inside a little sleeve, inside the inside part. It's annoying. Yeah. This is where she started to lose it. And the year was... You need a microscope to read this. I can't even see what the hell the year was on this. It can be very annoying packaging. Nope, the CD itself has had a year. Whatever, I don't care. Where's the other Tories? I thought thought we were getting to a big, like, bunch of Tory stuff. Maybe not. All right, we'll just go through this. I have to make a little Tory pile over here. Lush. This is again, one of the earliest CDs I ever bought, but was not the first. The Lush Nothing Natural CD single. I love the band Lush. Great band. Mannheim Steamroller Exclusive Collection. This I played a little bit of this on the show. It's this guy, Chip Davis, introducing each of these songs from his work as Mannheim Steamroller. It's fun stuff. Marilyn Manson, Smells Like Children, was one of their first albums. What was the big song on this one? I really don't think Marilyn Manson has many good songs, but there are a couple of good ones. Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. I remember Howard Stern actually played... He helped Marilyn Manson get famous by playing that... Here's a version of the rhythmic songs, Sweet Dreams. But I'm trying to remember, like, what else was big on this. I don't know. The Beautiful People was their big song. It wasn't on this album. Mario Kart 64. The Greatest Hit soundtrack. Great. Great stuff. Winger 2. In the Heart of the Young. Medicine. Shot Forth Self-Living. I believe I got this album. Again, here's a jewel case that's broken and busted and destroyed. I believe I got this at, like, the Menlo Park Mall. And this was a good band, Medicine. I listened to this one a lot. The year 1992. So I probably got it around that time. Madonna, Exotica. Maids of Gravity. This is kind of a interesting CD. There was one song on here that I think I heard it on one of those compilations. I don't remember what it was, but I remember this being kind of good. Maids of Gravity, 1995. Kind of an obscure CD. Led Zeppelin, the BBC Sessions. Yeah, a lot of the Led Zeppelin is phenomenal, but any of the stuff that's, like, associated with their main work is really not that good, I don't think. Here's an interesting album, Encomium, a tribute to Led Zeppelin, and this is a great CD because it has the Stone Temple Pilots version of Dancing Days. Great stuff. It's really worth it just for that. I don't know what else to say. Encomium. That was pretty big when it first came out. Everyone was talking about it. Some pretty major artists covering Zeppelin. The soundtrack from the film Song Remains the Same. Just not good. Not really that good. Then we get to the... this is... where is it? Where's the other CD? Should be... Yes. Okay. We have here 6 CDs, and probably... These 6 CDs are probably the CDs I listen to the most of any CDs I've ever had. These 6 CDs. Okay. These are the contents of the 2 Led Zeppelin box sets, which contain all of their studio tracks remastered, and the order reordered as well. So it's the first box set and the second box set together. So the first box set did most of their songs, and the second box set did the rest of the songs that were not in the first box set. So these 6 CDs, all of Led Zeppelin's studio work. And where I used to work, down on Varick Street with that guy Carmine and everyone else there, there was a 6 CD changer, and for a heck of a long time, we had these 6 CDs in that 6 CD changer, and we just played it over and over again, the entire works of Led Zeppelin. There's hardly any bad songs in here. I mean, every song is phenomenal. And, you know, it was a huge, like, musical journey to hear that so many times. So, yes, these 6 CDs, hugely... Let's take a look at one of them, see if they're... what shape the CD is in. Not too bad. I mean, that's another thing about CDs. You look at the CD itself is all scratched and destroyed. I don't know. It's annoying. And Led Zeppelin 3, I don't know when I got this. It's just... these songs are all contained on that other one. Jesus and Mary Chain Automatic. I never really got into this, the Jesus and Mary Chain. Their song Head On was covered by the Pixies on their Trompe Le Monde album. But I never really got into the Jesus and Mary Chain. What else do we got here?
A lot of stuff. Getting into some Beatles stuff here. The hell. I have to like make a pile for Beatles stuff because there's like so much of it. Beatles Anthology 2. All the Beatles anthologies were relatively disappointing. There was a couple of good things in there, but generally kind of like, eh. Beatles Past Masters Volume 1. Really good. The Past Masters CDs brought together all the songs that were not on any albums. So, Beatles, of course, great stuff. Magical Mystery Tour. Again, I thought I was going to come into a big Beatles section, but this stuff is all disorganized. All right. Let's see. Arrested Development. 3 years, 5 months, and 2 days in the life of Arrested Development. What was their song? Tennessee. That was the big song. All right. More Tori. Yay. Boys for Pele. One of my favorite albums ever. I really think it's a great album. Really good. From the Choir Girl Hotel. Good stuff. This album was still good, but that was sort of the end of the good Tori period. The Tori Amos Jackie's Strength CD single. Whoopee. Whatever. Here we go. Alice in Chains, Jar of Flies. Great, great album. Again, all the little teeth in the middle thing are busted. The CD itself is all scratched. There's someone wrote on it with a magic marker or a Sharpie. You know, I got this one used somewhere. Oh, here's that CD. Haydn, Zingarese, Landler, and Nocturnes. This is the last CD I bought at... So look at this. This is the last CD I bought at Tower Records. This is a CD, actually, I was listening to a classical music station, and I heard this song Zingarese, right? And I wrote it down, and I was never able to find it. It was one of those quests I had. I had many quests to find different books or CDs or whatever. Haydn Zingarese was one I never found, but finally, the last time I ever went to Tower Records at West 4th Street there, I got the Zingarese, so... That's kind of cool. Listened to it a couple times. Didn't really get into it, though. Monkees. Here are the 4 CDs of the Monkees box set. Great stuff. The Monkees rule. I love the Monkees. Really love the Monkees a lot. Great stuff. Soundtrack from Head. Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones. Limited. The original Monkees album. The Monkees Greatest Hits. And Just Us. When they all got back together. Back in 96. Love the Monkees. Really great stuff. What else do we have here? Ooh, I'm going to have to pause because the battery's low. All right, continuing here. I have 2 CDs from Watson & Company. I got them at... I don't know where I got them, but they both say 0902. Holographic Projections and Catharsis Infinity. And in fact, Catharsis Infinity says on the actual price tag, it says it's signed. This is like kind of instrumental music with like violin or something. How is this signed? Let me see. Malcolm Watson. Catharsis, the purifying or relieving of the emotions through dramatic art. From the Greek catharsis, meaning purification. Oh, look at this. Yes, it's signed by Malcolm... What's his name? Malcolm Watson. Best wishes to Jeff L. Sass. Much love, Malcolm Watson. So I actually have Malcolm Watson's signature there. Wow, great. It's exciting. I wonder if it'll go for more on eBay because of that. Kind of interesting music. I don't know. It's all right. 2 albums there. Here's a really crappy CD. Love in the 90s, right? Copyright 1994. SEMA Special Markets. It's just... I don't even think it even worked. I think it was like a busted CD. I don't know. It has like songs like Tenderness by General Public and True by Spandau Ballet, Too Shy by Kajagoogoo. Some good songs. But... Oh, here's more Marilyn Manson. Mechanical Animals. Had a song, The Dope Show, on it. Eh, all right. Megadeth, Hidden Treasures. There's one song
more than any other song. It was on the soundtrack of Last Action Hero called Angry Again, one of my favorite songs ever. That's why I bought this compilation. All the rest of them I really didn't care about, but Angry Again, the more of you that I inspect, the more of me I see reflect. That's a great song. Jenny McCarthy, Surfing Safari. So, this is from 1996. Just some really classic surf songs, and you get a free poster of Jenny McCarthy. This was back when Jenny McCarthy was really, really big. It's Jenny McCarthy in a yellow polka dot bikini. Very nice. Very nice. And the CD itself is a picture of her rear end in the bikini. Great stuff. Here's a CD called Loaded Volume 1. An interesting compilation. It has Unbelievable by EMF, Are You Gonna Go My Way by Lenny Kravitz, Creep by Radiohead, I'm sort of going through here, Girls and Boys by Blur, Come Undone by Duran Duran, a song called Sleeping Satellite by Tasman Archer that I thought was pretty good, Sinead O'Connor, Return to Innocence by Enigma, Ghost Town by The Specials, a lot of really good stuff. I don't know what the story was with this, but it was a good selection of, I guess, from EMI Records. The Best of the Lonely Bears, again, from this 0902 place, $4. I forget where this place was. Maybe this was that store on Crosby Street. I don't remember much about the Lonely Bears. I don't know. Los Straightjack is a great surf band. The utterly fantastic and totally unbelievable sound of Los Straightjackets. A CD called Lost at Last by Wyndham Hill. Kind of like world music. Soundtrack to Lost Highway by David Lynch. David Bowie song I'm Deranged. Good stuff. Nine Inch Nails, The Perfect Drug. A lot of Angelo Badalamenti music. Good. Sarah McLachlan, Fumbling Towards Ecstasy. The Libertines, Up the Bracket. That's this guy, Pete Doherty, his band. Really good stuff, The Libertines, for first album. Got it as an import. Virgin Import is the sticker on there. Here is Surf Rider / Surf Drums by The Lively Ones. So it's a Lively Ones CD. Two LPs on one CD. Good stuff. Surf Rider and Surf Drums, and they have the pictures of the original LPs on there. Here's another, again, these five CDs, very heavily played. The Living in Oblivion series of Best of the 80s CDs, which combined some very well-known hits with some lesser-known hits. Great series of music here. Just tons of great 80s hits. Living in Oblivion, 5 CD series, fantastic. Annie Lennox, Diva. Annie Lennox, Medusa. Donna Lewis. Now, in a minute. A Jerry Lee Lewis box set. And I have to say, I tried listening to Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry Lee Lewis Anthology, all killer, no filler. I tried, but I could not get into it. I really could not get into it. Whatever. You know, he's the guy. Goodness gracious. Great balls of fire. You know. Whatever. Ah. Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me soundtrack. Oh, good stuff. Sycamore Trees. This is one of the scariest movies ever for me because I saw the whole Twin Peaks series and it's crazy. The Black Dog Runs at Night. A real indication. This is some crazy stuff. Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me. Good album. Let's see. Ah. Trying to get stacks and stacks of this stuff here. Here we go. In the Realm of the Senses, N-Gram Sampler. Just a sampler of some songs by William Orbit, Strange Cargo, stuff like that. Kind of a random sampler. Trying to organize these stacks here. The physicalness of this stuff is just, you know, it's so much easier dealing with stuff as data. You know, the physicality of it is annoying. Here's a good one. The Idiot's Guide to Classical Music. It was kind of a cool CD. 99 tracks. Clips from the world's greatest known classical music. Mixmag presents I Love 1992. So, big electronica songs from 1992, such as Jam and Spoon Stella. Others, I don't really recognize the other stuff. EMF, It's You. I don't know.
Now, here's an interesting CD. I definitely probably heard about this one in like one of those British music magazines, Interstella and the Family of People. 1991, probably, I don't know if it was popular. It was definitely not popular here in the United States at all. Maybe it was popular in England. But I listened to this one a lot, actually. It was a pretty good album. Probably from that, I don't know, was it a Shoegazer album? I don't know. John Parrish and Polygene Harvey, Dance Hall at Louse Point. It's a PJ Harvey album. PJ Harvey Dry. PJ Harvey 4-track Demos. PJ Harvey Is This Desire. I only really know her song like Little Fish Swimming in the Water. That was one of those songs they played on one of those songs they played on like the K-Rock type thing. What was that song? Little Fish Swimming in the Water. Come on up and give me my daughter. I don't know. But Marilyn Manson, Antichrist Superstar. Is this the one that has Beautiful People? Yeah. I mean, that is like a best song ever. The Beautiful People. Marilyn Manson, Hollywood. But like I said, I think like that's like his only good song. I don't know. Massive Attack, Protection. With Massive Attack, I like the song Protection. I don't really like any of their other stuff, I don't think. Massive Attack, Karma Coma CD single. How the West Was Won. Classic Western Film Scores. Discorama $4.99. Echo Belly on. 1995. I don't know much about Echo Belly. The Fall. A-Sides. The Fall is really good. It's really good stuff. This is a Best of The Fall from 1990. Definitely a good band. Definitely very different. Oh Brother, CREEP. And here's the Fall album. Shiftwork, which I bought when it came out in 91. I think they just re-released it recently. Again, a really good album. I listened to this album a lot. Shiftwork a lot. Here's a CD I bought from Rocket Scientist for $10. The Fantastic Plastic Machine Luxury. It's a Japanese sort of lounge music type thing that I didn't really like. Faster Pussycat, one of those hair rock bands. Marcy Playground, again, this is really 1997, wow. They had a monster hit with Sex and Candy. Hanging Round, Downtown, blah, blah, blah. The whole album's decent, though. Lush, their album Split. Good album, but their first two albums, the Gala, which is a compilation of EPs, and Spooky are their best. This one is okay, but they started to go downhill, I think. But all this stuff is good. Lush is a good. I've gone through times when I'm totally obsessed with Lush. Sophie B. Hawkins, Tongues and Tails. I think she's a one-hit wonder. Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover. Ooh, more PJ Harvey. Rid of Me. Where did I put all the PJ Harvey stuff? I'm trying to keep everything together here, you know. All right, there we go. That'll work. Green Day Dookie. I should say, I don't really like Green Day, but the Dookie album is good. Long View. You know. Basket Case. Bite my lip and close my eyes. Take me away. Green Day Nimrod. Government Mule. I bought this one. It's Warren Haynes and stuff. It's alright. Here's a very random thing. Vox Cameo Classics Guitar Magic. Total playing time 60:15. And there's like no... This was, again, it was just a CD that I bought somewhere. Like really crap used CDs that were just a CD with no case. Here we go. Fortran 5. Heart on the Line. So this is another single from 91. Heart on the Line. Collective Soul. Hints, Allegations, and Things Left Unsaid. They had that big song, Shine. Whoa, heaven, let your light shine down. Concrete Blonde. Recollection. The Best of Concrete Blonde. Counting Crows. August and Everything After. Mr. Jones. Here's something from Rocket Scientist. Monster Movie by Can. one of those kraut rock bands. I tried getting into it. It's kind of hard to get into. Candlebox. What was their big song? I know they had like a really big song. I can't remember what it was. Larry Carlton Collection. This guy's good. A lot of like sort of jazz instrumentals. And one of his songs, Bubble Shuffle, was a song that was played at as background music at Epcot Center at Disney World. The coaster's Yakety Yak, 17 classic tracks. You know, Yakety Yak, Don't Talk Back, Charlie Brown, He's a Clown. Original artist re-recordings. So it's not even the original songs. They got those guys and they redid it. The Clash, London Calling. Good stuff. Clash is great. The Cliché, C-L-E-E hyphen S-H-A-Y-S. The dynamic guitar sounds of the Clichés. I got it from Rocket Scientist for $10. It's like a, you know, surf instrumental type, spy music type band. It's all right. Dred Zeppelin, It's Not Unusual. It's the reggae and Elvis-based Led Zeppelin cover band, Dred Zeppelin. And this was an album where they cover mostly disco songs, like Disco Inferno, You Should Be Dancing, with Led Zeppelin-esque, reggae-esque, and Elvis-esque qualities. So it's actually all right, you know. When did I get that? 1992? And here's the Duran Duran, Seven and the Ragged Tiger. Now, this was an album I got into on vinyl. I got this when it originally came out in 83 on vinyl, and really was a big album for me growing up. One of the first, you know, I really wasn't into like rock music before like the 80s, but Duran Duran, Seven and the Ragged Tiger, 83. I can't describe how huge this album was in my life. I mean, it was, you know, enormous. I mean, really. Cheap Trick, Lap of Luxury. Here's a Free with Maxim Magazine, your free music CD, Chill Out with the Class of 97. 14 tracks featuring Counting Crows, Collective Soul, Republica, Jeff Buckley, Eels, Duncan Sheik, Matchbox 20, Big Head Todd and the Monsters, and many more. Woo-hoo. Here's another one I got at the Rocket Scientist. It's R-O-C-K-I-T, by the way. $9. One Step Beyond by the Chocolate Watch Band. That's one of those big, psychedelic garage-type bands. Catatonia, International Velvet. Now, this is interesting. Again, Rocket Scientist for $10. This is a group I don't think that made much of an impact, but they had a cool song. So it's Catatonia, International Velvet, a cool song called Mulder and Scully. Sort of like based on the characters from X-Files. Kind of good. The Best of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. I should listen to this at some point because I really like Nick Cave's new band, Grinder Man. Another Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Murder Ballads. Here's a CD, Cathedral, the Carnival Bazaar. This is definitely one of those really, I think I may have gotten this one on Canal Street, really obscure CDs. Copyright 1995, Earache Records. And the guys in the back look like a bunch of freaks. Wow. Like, it looks like a metal band. Here's Catherine Wheel, Happy Days. It has a really cool cover by Storm. What's the guy's name? Storm Thurgeson? Hypnosis. The guy that did a cover of all like the Pink Floyd albums. There's this guy in this giant crib. Kind of cool. Catherine Wheel, Chrome. Here's the CD review, New Music. And I think I got this because it had the Walter Becker song down at the bottom. There's also a song that has a title that just is so weird. Ginger Baker Trio, I Lu Kron. I space L-U space K-R-O-N. I always that's really sticks out of my mind. I Lu Kron. I don't know what that's all about. What the hell is I Lu Kron? Oh, more P.J. Harvey. Wait a second. Where's the P.J. Harvey pile? P.J. Harvey, To Bring You My Love. Oh, this is that one. The Little Fish one, right? I don't know. Yeah, I think that's it. That's it. P.J. Harvey, Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea. I have to find the P.J. Harvey section. There we go, okay. Maybe I'll organize here. Yeah, kind of a lot of CDs, you know. Instrumental Fire. collection of instros from around the planet and beyond. So a lot of instrumental music. Let's see what it says on here. 1958, Link Ray's Rumble. 1958, Duane Eddy's Rebel Rouser. 1960, The Ventures' Walk Don't Run. 1960, The Shadows' Apache. 1962, Dick Dale's Miserloo. These are monumental dates in the world of instrumental rock. Certainly there have been a number of other great instrumentals released in between after these dates, but these artists set the standards for future twangers, benders, and rumblers in the universe of instro. It is 1996, and the legacy continues with plenty of musicians taking on creating sounds that words cannot describe, letting the imagination create the story and taking the listener to places never dreamed of. From the outer space treks of the Bomboras to the groovy sounds of the Tiki Tones, the Omega Men's wild reverberations, or the fantastic sound wave of the Los Straitjackets, this collection will take you to that place. Music Recordings proudly invites you to what promises to be a vast, exciting journey into discovering and rediscovering the realm of instro. They spell it all caps, instro. Join us in our voyage and take part in the quest. Fire is instrumental to you. So is this collection. So I listened to this quite a bit. It was pretty good. Here's a compilation. Infinite Zero. Sampler. A bunch of stuff on there. Whatever. The Grays. Rochambeau. Interesting album. Very Best Years was a song. I must have seen it on MTV or something. A video. 1994. Some guy from some other band made this one, but I forget what it was. But it's The Grays, G-R-A-Y-S. Amy Grant, Heart in Motion. Use Your Illusion, 1 and 2, actually, by Guns N' Roses. I really was a huge Guns N' Roses fan, and I actually went to get this at midnight. A record store opened at midnight. It was down on Route 22, somewhere in the Watchung area by the Kmart and the Staples. There was like a Sam Goody or one of those type of stores there, and it opened at midnight, and I went and got my Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 CDs, and I was a huge fan of Use Your Illusion back then. Not so much anymore, but there's a couple good songs. Guitar Speak 2. It's a guitar instrumental album from IRS. No Speak. Remember IRS is the Cutting Edge on MTV? That was a good show. Oh, Beatles. A Hard Day's Night. Great, great album. Beatles, Across the Universe. Excelsior, the music of the Beatles, Across the Universe. Performed by London String Orchestra. London Studio Art Orchestra. So it's like symphonic versions of Beatles. Louis Armstrong, The Priceless Jazz Collection. Hey, I'm back. I had a slight issue because my recorder ran out of space. Luckily, I saw that it had stopped recording before I did too much more stuff, so let's continue. Here is a CD that has no... It's just a CD. It doesn't have any packaging. It's AK-1200 Lock and Roll, a drum and bass DJ mix from Moonshine Music. Then we have this... this is interesting. This is a band called Angry Salad. The album is called Bizarre Gardening Accident, and my wife and I actually saw them perform. They opened for the Violent Femmes at Fairleigh Dickinson University in Madison, New Jersey. And this album is dated 1997. So it was, yeah, sometime in that kind of time period. And we actually talked to the band members after the show. And I said, oh, Bizarre Gardening Accident. That's a cool title. He's like, yeah, we got it from the movie Spinal Tap. I'm like, oh, okay. So I guess I sort of thought it was original, but it would turn out it was just they got it from the movie. You know, one of the drummers died in a bizarre gardening accident. So the cover has like a weird Eskimo person with a cow falling on him. I don't know whatever happened to Angry Salad, but they're all right. Ah, here's a very interesting CD. Tori Amos, Why Can't Tori Read? This is actually her first band, Why Can't Tori Read, spelled Y, the letter Y, K-A-N-T, Tori Read. And it's not available. It's out of print. You have to buy it as a bootleg. And I think it's a great album. I like it a lot. The Big Picture, Cool on Your Island. But, you know, they don't... It's funny because, you know, she has stuff on Atlantic Records, and the pirate group here is Pacific Records.
a good album. It's go on YouTube and look at some videos for Why Can't Tori Read It. It'd be funny stuff, especially if you're a Tori fan. But then again, if you're a Tori fan, you already know all about this, so you don't need me to tell you. Come on. Beck, Odelay, great album. Devil's Haircut, everything, great. Frank Black. Now, back in the day, the Pixies, of course, were one of the best bands. Of course, I have a lot of CDs of the Pixies. And Frank Black was then known as Black Francis. And he was the singer. And he changed his name from Black Francis to Frank Black. And this is his first solo album. I listened to this one quite a bit. It shows that he really is one of these guys that is very self-indulgent. And outside of the influence of the other band members, he produced an album that was very self-indulgent. But some good stuff on there. Los Angeles is a great song. I listen to this one a lot. Just some good stuff on there. But I didn't really continue with the Frank Black solo career too much. More Beatles. Here, There, and Everywhere. The Beatles for Guitar by Goran Sulcer. This is a really nice CD. 1995. Goran Sulcer. Really good guitar arrangements. You know, acoustic guitar arrangements of Beatles songs. Very nice. Beatles, Let It Be. Ben Folds 5. The self-titled album. It's all right. AC/DC, Back in Black. Everyone has that album because it's good. ABBA Gold, Greatest Hits of ABBA. Here's AC/DC Live. This is Acid Jazz, an Instinct Records presents. 0402. Oh, this is the same. I got this for $6. I didn't really listen to it that much, though. Bryan Adams, Waking Up the Neighbors. I got this at Video Game Connections, I guess, for $6. Why did I get... I don't know why I got Bryan Adams. Air, Moon Safari. Nice, nice. 1998. Great album. Sexy Boy. Lotta is a great electronica group from France. Air, Moon Safari. Check it out. Oh, here's the actual box of the Led Zeppelin box set. Okay. One of the second box set. All right. What do we got here? Heaven Forbid by Blue Oyster Cult. When I was trying to complete my Blue Oyster Cult collection, and I think I had to buy, I bought this off eBay, their album from 1998. You know, Blue Oyster Cult keeps putting out albums. Certainly not as popular as they used to be, but I really like the Blue Oyster Cult. Here's another CD without a case, Country Classics. Okay. And here's Country Greats from Excelsior and 101 Strings. So it's, I guess, symphonic music of country songs. Coyote Shivers, an album. This guy, Coyote Shivers. Coyote Shivers, half a rock and roll record. I know my wife got a couple of these Coyote Shivers records. I never really listened to them. The Cranberries, No Need to Argue. Harry Connick Jr., We Are in Love. The Best of Elvis Costello and the Attractions. Some good stuff there. I got super into Elvis Costello, but I know he has got some good stuff. Aaron Copland, Appalachian Spring. Some classical music tried getting into. Got into it a little bit. Bangles, Greatest Hits. This is actually a really good CD. I think I bought this at the CD World at Menlo Park Mall. Manic Monday, Walk Like an Egyptian. I think I got it for Walk Like an Egyptian, because at one point there were three songs that I was obsessed with. Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bangles, Ghost Town by the Specials, which I already mentioned, and also Steppin' Out by Joe... Oh, God. Joe Jackson. So I think I got those CDs just for those three songs. Those were three songs that I thought, like, worked well together. Like, I just... Those three songs together I was obsessed with. Johann Sebastian Bach, The Well-Tempered Clavier. Good stuff. Baby Ford, Fetish. Compact disc maxi single. I forget where I got this, but it's all right. It's like techno. The In Sound from Way Out, instrumental music composed and performed by the Beastie Boys. I thought this would be better than it was, but it, I don't know. Kind of wasn't that great. I don't know what to say. It just kind of, I don't know. Wasn't great. None of the Beastie Boys stuff is really, like, that great when you get right down to it.
Beastie Boys, So What You Want, CD single. That's an all right song. How about the Beach Boys, Pet Sounds, nice. Great album, of course. No Strings Attached, the Barry Gray Orchestra featuring Thunderbirds, Captain Scarlet and the Mysterons, Stingray and Joe Nine. These are all the themes from those great old shows that I never really saw any of these shows the first time around because they never showed them. I guess I'm too young. All those like puppet shows. Corner Shop, When I Was Born for the Seventh Time. There was a song called Brimful of Asha. And this guy is like this really pompous Indian guy. He reminds me of, M. Night Shyamalan, a really pompous British guy. I really don't like this guy. But, and also, Sleep on the Left Side. They're okay songs, but the guy pisses me off. The Coors in Blue. It's a Sunshine Day, the best of the Brady Bunch. Really good stuff, believe it or not. Really good music. I love the Brady Bunch. More Blue Oyster Cult. Where was that other? I'm trying to keep this stuff organized. Where was the other Blue Oyster Cult? Wow, there it is. This is Career of Evil, The Metal Years. It's the best of Blue Oyster Cult. Blue Oyster Cult, Cultosaurus Erectus. This is The Nice Price. Has the Nice Price sticker on there. Great album. Blur, The Great Escape. All right. I never really got into Blur that much. Beyond the songs. Song 2. I mean, that's their big song. Bodega, Rocket Scientist for $3. The only reason I bought this is because we knew some guys. Did we know some guys that were in a band called Bodega? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Bring Yourself Up. 1998. I don't know anything about it. More Tori Amos, Strange Little Girls. This is her cover album. Like, when a band does their cover album, you know that they've completely lost it. And this was a horrible cover album by Tori Amos. Of course, Duran Duran did the same thing with their cover album. Bachman Turner Overdrive, The Greatest Hits. Pretty much Taking Care of Business and You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet are monster hits. Other good stuff too, but those two songs, amazing. Musik d'Or, Johann Sebastian Bach. Some more Bach. I was kind of into Bach for a while. You gotta love Bach. Some good stuff there. Bach. The Breeders, Last Splash. Nice. This is from the girl from the Pixies. And her name is... Damn it. Kim. Kim Deal. Yes, Kim Deal from the Pixies. The Breeders... with their monster hit Cannonball on this album. Good stuff, you know. Wow, look at all the CDs I covered so far. It's a lot. Changes Bowie, David Bowie, Best Of. It's supposed to be Sound Plus Vision on the disc or something. I don't know. Another destroyed jewel case, but David Bowie, a lot of great songs. Belly with the album Star. Geppetto and stuff like that. Here's a weird one. Sci-Fi Party from Cosmic Jokers. Unser Flug durch die Cosmic Music. Another weird krautrock album. Beck, Mellow Gold. Nice. Of course, Beck is... that's another good album by Beck. Tracy Bonham, The Burdens of Being Upright. Mother, Mother. This is just a CD. Oh, we have the case somewhere. I don't know whatever happened to that. The Breeders, Pod. This was the Breeders' first album before they got like super popular, and it's a good stuff. I listened to that one a lot back when it came out, which was really early. Whatever year, I don't know what year that was, but good stuff. Here's a box set, 4 Bonzo Dog originals. Bonzo Dog Band, amazing. This is a box set that has 4 albums: Gorilla, Tadpoles, Keensham, and The Donut in Granny's Greenhouse. I believe I got this at Rocket Scientist as well. Bonzo Dog Band is great. It's just a very weird, humorous, bizarre, hippie-ish, bizarre, strange band that I love. I love the Bonzo Dog Band. Bon Jovi, Slippery When Wet. Here's a great one. Bonham, The Disregard of Timekeeping. This is funny because it was at Video Game Connections. 2/10/23, was it 2002? It started off at $7.99, then it was $6.99, then down to $4.99. This is John Bonham's son. And... didn't do very well. Tracy Bonham, The Liverpool Sessions. Songs of a Goddess, tribute to Tori Amos. Tori Amos, Little Earthquakes, her first album after the Why Can't Tori Read, and of course, phenomenal album. I mean, you got to check out Little Earthquakes. The Aqua Velvets, Surf Mania, another new surf band. The Aqua Velvets, Nomad. I got that at Discorama for $5. Angry Salad. Wait a minute. Where's the other Angry Salad? The Guinea Pig EP. We bought both of their things. Arling and Cameron, All In. It's just sort of like a dance album. I don't know. We Love to Rock. I don't know. I saw the video or something. Tori Amos CD single for Spark. And another variation of the CD single for Spark. We were really into that, as you could tell. Two different versions of the Spark single. 10 from 6, Bad Company. Bad Company has some good songs. Rock and Roll Fantasy. Beatles for Sale. With the Beatles. The Beatles, Please Please Me. And here we are. Here's all the rest of the Beatles stuff. Beatles Anthology 1, Anthology 3. There's one a good song on Anthology 3. What's the New Mary Jane? That's kind of an interesting song. Oh, the shame, Mary Jane, Mary Jane at the party. Whatever. Pat Benatar, Best Shots, Greatest Hits. The Beatles, Yellow Submarine. The Beatles, Help. A lot of Beatles stuff. Never say that I didn't contribute to the Beatles fortunes with all the CDs I bought from the Beatles. Here we go. Harley Davidson Road Songs. I bought this at the Wiz at Menlo Park Mall, which was sort of an outlying building next to what used to be Arcadian Gardens way back when, you know. And it came in a leather CD case. I still have that CD holder, but I just threw it in a jewel case. This has a lot of great classic rock. You know, Bob Seger and Golden Earring, stuff like that. So, 2-CD set. Harley Davidson, Road Songs. The Firm, remember this? Jimmy Page and Paul Rogers. 1985. Radioactive was the song from there. It was sort of a Led Zeppelin-related thing. Jimmy Page was doing it. Faster Pussycat, Wake Me When It's Over. Fatboy Slim, You Come a Long Way, Baby. This is a... I don't know what version this is. I think it's from like China, Korea, but all the cursing is taken out of it. So you know that song, Fat Boy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fat Boy Slim is fucking in heaven, right? On this album, it's like Fat Boy Slim is in heaven. Fat Boy Slim is in heaven. It's just wrong. You have to have the Fat Boy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fat Boy Slim is like not good, I don't think. I think like, if you listen to this stuff, there's a couple good songs here and there, but mostly it sucks. Roger Eno, Lost in Translation. Nice album. It's like all this chanting and stuff, like New Age chanting, good stuff. I think he's Brian Eno's brother. Fairport Convention. I guess this is the self-titled album from 1968. Some good stuff on there. I'm not too familiar with Fairport Convention, but I'm interested in them. ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, Jeff Lynne. He was the one guy in the Traveling Wilburys that no one knew who he was, you know. But they got some good songs. Telephone Line. The Fatima Mansions, Viva Dead Ponies. Again, this is a British album that from 1991. I don't know if a lot of people know about it, but it's really good. It has Only Losers Take the Bus. Really great song to listen to, especially while you're taking the bus. The original motion picture soundtrack, Interview with the Vampire. Sympathy for the Devil, performed by Guns N' Roses, will be In Excess, Kick. Happy Mondays Live, nice. Happy Mondays Rule. A little live action there. Now here's the Foo Fighters' first album. It's just called Foo Fighters, and this is an album that where Dave Grohl, who was the drummer in Nirvana, played all the instruments and did all the singing. So this is a great album, and it sort of stands apart from the other Foo Fighters stuff. I think Foo Fighters have sort of like run out of steam these days. They just put out a new album, but great album. This Is a Call, I'll Stick Around. Great, solid album. I would definitely support that album. Here's a later Foo Fighters album. There's Nothing Left to Lose from 1968. from 1999, whatever. Forest for the Trees, really interesting. This guy, Carl Stevenson, he actually worked with Beck on the Mellow Gold album, on the song Loser, apparently, and he had a song, he appeared on Howard Stern, and that's why I got this album, a song called Dream that was really cool. The rest of it's all right. Here's the Incredible String Band, The Hangman's Beautiful Daughter. Phenomenal 60s album. I love the Incredible String Band. Koei Oadi there. The natural cards revolve, ever-changing, seeded elsewhere, planted in the garden fair, grow trees. Check it out. It's awesome. Some more Incredible String Band stuff. Wheat Tam and the Big Huge. Indigo Girls, Swamp Ophelia. Heart, Little Queen, again, for the nice price. I love these stickers on there, the nice price sticker. Heart, great album. Look at them on the cover there. Wow. They look pretty hot. The two sisters from Heart, wow. It's Barracuda. Barracuda, I mean, what else do you want to say? The song Barracuda kicks ass. Heavy Metal soundtrack, really. You know, there's the movie Heavy, the animated movie Heavy Metal. Great stuff. Donald Fagen's True Companion. Blue Oyster Cult, Veteran of the Psychic Wars. Great stuff. The Jimi Hendrix Experience. Smash hits. Yes, Crosstown Traffic is on there. Invisible Hitchcock. It's a Robin Hitchcock album. I don't know if it's a compilation. I've always had trouble getting into Robin Hitchcock. Like, I know that song Balloon Man is pretty good, but never got into the Robin Hitchcock too much. What else do we got here? We're moving right along. Depeche Mode, Songs of Faith and Devotion. I like a lot of Depeche Mode stuff, but I never got into their whole catalog. The Diablo Project, Volume 1, is a super obscure album that sucks. That's the bottom line. Imaginemusic.com. No year on it. Whatever. It's junk. Divas of Dance. Donna Summer, Heaven Knows, I don't know, Excelsior, a lot of Excelsior here, Def Leppard Hysteria, Pour Some Sugar on Me. Now here's another one of those interesting bands, an import from England. I probably read about it in Select magazine. Denim, the group is called Denim. Back in Denim is the name of the album, and just some really good stuff, super obscure, from 1992, really cool cover art, like it's a light blue, brown, yellow, and red logo. Like someone giving like a peace sign. A hand up with a peace sign. Interesting stuff. Here is Primitiva, The Exotic Sounds of Martin Denny. So two albums on one CD. Forbidden Island and Primitiva. Good stuff. The bachelor pad music, the lounge, whatever. Look at this. Echo the Dolphin. A Musical Journey Beneath... I can't read the rest of it. It's here, the first ever U.S. release of Sega's soundtrack music. Beneath the Waves. The sounds of... I never really played Echo the Dolphin. Did I play it? Maybe I did. On, I don't know. Yeah, on Dreamcast. Good stuff. Again, this one is one of those ones. For promotional use only, must be returned, blah, blah, blah. Echo Belly. Everyone's Got One. Here's the Einstürzende Neubauten, Drawings of Patient OT. I didn't ever get too into them. I know one of my girlfriends in college, Erin, was really into them. Elastica, there's a good CD. Elastica completely copied the music of Wire, and they actually were sued by Wire for the song Connection, which was so similar to Three Girl Rumba, and they actually settled out of court. But Elastica was kind of a mainstay of the mid-90s alternative rock. Divinals, I Touch Myself. What the hell is this? Dave Dobbin, Twist. Again, it doesn't have a cover, but it's an album by Dave Dobbin, Twist, 1995. The Doors, first album, classic, Break On Through. Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Live at the Royal Albert Hall. Okay, Crash Test Dummies, God Shuffled His Feet. Of course it has... Crosby, Stills, and Nash, their first album. Judy Blue Eyes, great stuff. The soundtrack to Brandon Lee's The Crow. Stone Temple Pilots' Big Empty was in there. That was a great, great song.
The Voice of Love by Julie Cruz. She's the singer associated with David Lynch. She was in Twin Peaks and stuff. So, good stuff. The Dam Builders and Sendador. I really like this album. It came out in 1994, and I don't think it was very popular at all, but I thought it was a really good album. Really good, like, rock album. The Dam Builders and Sendador. Here is Danzig. Not really a fan of the Danzig. Billy Falcon, Letters from a Paper Ship. I think my wife got this because he opened up for Bon Jovi. Debussy for Daydreaming, Music to Caress Your Innermost Thoughts. So there's some Debussy. I bought this way back when. Maybe I got this at CD World at Menlo Park Mall. What's the big one? Prelude to the Afternoon of a Fawn. That's kind of a cool title. Prelude to the Afternoon of a Fawn. Deep Purple, Made in Japan. I like some Deep Purple. Another Deep Purple here. Deep Purple. Who do we think we are? Some good stuff with the Deep Purple. What's this? Anya, the Celts. Okay. Very good, Anya. X Games. ESPN presents the X Games. Music from the Edge. 1996. Jesus Built My Hot Rod by Ministry is on there. Jerry Was a Race Car Driver by Primus. Possum Kingdom by the Toadies. A lot of great mid-90s stuff. Very good. Esquivel. Again, Space Age Batch. This is actually called Space Age Bachelor Pad Music. The other album is called Music from a Sparkling Planet. They were really pushing the Esquivel stuff back in like 1995, 94. I kind of like it, but I kind of don't like the Esquivel stuff, so I don't know. Melissa Etheridge, Your Little Secret. Extreme 2, Porno Graffiti. The Cure, Wish. I like some Cure stuff, but I don't know. I don't really go deep into their catalog. I like some of their greatest hits are pretty good, but I don't know. Curve, Doppelganger. Again, this is a good album. Curve. I listened to this one a lot. It came out in 1992. I remember being there in Island, New Jersey in my apartment listening to Curve, Doppelganger, a lot. Here's Curve, Frozen, a CD single. I think my wife had this one. The Best of Cusco. Cusco is like a sort of a Mexican-tinged New Age electronic group. The Best of Cusco. Not Costco. Cusco. C-U-S-C-O. Four Non-Blondes. Bigger, Better, Faster, More. Freaky Chakra, Low-Down Motivator on Astral Works Records. It's like an electronic. Frippin' Eno, No Pussyfooting. This is kind of a cool album. I got it at Rocket Scientist for $9. This is one of these albums. Very ambient. Side 1, The Heavenly Music Corporation. Side 2, Swastika Girls. Gyroscope, Future Perfect. Oh, this is like a compilation. The Roger Eno, Andy Partridge, Harold Budd, Brian Eno. Interesting stuff. Gin Blossoms, New Miserable Experience. Give 'em the Boot, Hellcat Records. I don't have no idea what this is all about. Rancid, The Brothels. I guess it's like a punk compilation. Here is the Human League Octopus. This was an album that the Human League put out in 1995. And there's a good instrumental called John Cleese, Is He Funny? The Fix, React. I think The Fix is probably one of the most underrated bands ever. They're awesome. This album, React, was sort of the end of their relationship with MCA Records, with a lot of live versions and a couple new songs. The Hives, Vinny Vidi Vicious. Hives are one of those bands. This came out in 2000. It was like the White Stripes, the Strokes, the Hives, and the Vines were all lumped together as the big new vanguards of the new garage rock movement. Hives are pretty good. They're this Swedish band, sort of punk garage band. They're all right. The Vines, I thought, sucked, of course. White Stripes are great, and Strokes are pretty great. Hole, Live Through This. Said album that everyone thinks that Kurt Cobain actually wrote for Courtney Love. Leonard Bernstein, Holst, The Planets. Yes, The Planets rule. It's a great, great classical music, The Planets. Or Fix. Fix Greatest Hits and the Fix Phantoms. Fix stuff is great. Fix really does rule. DGC Rarities, Volume 1. This is a good one. It has a demo version of Stay Away from Nirvana called Pay to Play, some Beck, Sonic Youth, Counting Crows, some interesting stuff. Here is the Disco Biscuits. They Missed the Perfume. It's like a electronic jam band or something. I don't know. DJ Harry, the String Cheese Remix Project. This is a really good CD. I listened to this a lot. It says, warning, this is house music, a continuous mix of bumpin' psychedelic dance music for your groove pleasure. These 9 original tracks, composed and arranged by DJ Harry, consist almost entirely of samples from the String Cheese Incident. And that's like a jam band. I remember listening to that a lot. Really good stuff. From 2001. I'll be back in a moment. Wow, look at this massive CDs we've already went through. So what do we got here? Trying to sort some stuff out. Hi, Sasha. Oh, I have to feed the cats. I'll be back in a moment. This is, I forgot to feed the cats. It's 8:08. Okay, Sasha, I will feed you now. Okay, here we go. The Relaxation Company, the Healing Music Series sampler. Experience the healing power of music. Power Mat, Absolute Power. From Video Game Connections, originally $6.99, marked down to $4.99. I think there were some songs from this in the David Lynch movie Wild at Heart. Parsons Sound. So I've read a review of this somewhere. It's this weird, Swedish band that used, droning instruments. This 2-CD set gives both studio and live concert samples of one of the most remarkable Swedish underground bands, Parsons Sound, known in later incarnation and continuation as International Harvester and Trad. Grass och Steiner, Trees, Grass, and Stone. The recordings date from 1967 to 68, while the band explored unknown musical territory as well as inner and outer space, while discovering and perfecting their unique approach towards mixing rock and minimalism. Parts of the musical concepts of Terry Riley influenced them to create some of the most remarkable tribal dance drone pre-noise music rock sounds of its time. Okay. Ah, The Monks, Black Monk Time. This is a phenomenal album and was out of print for many years and was extremely rare. These were some guys who were basically had a rock band in Germany in the 60s. They were Americans and they all dressed up as monks, right? With the monk hairdo and stuff and monk's robes. And there was a whole book written about it, but the album wasn't even available. So it became available again in 97. And this album pretty much collects everything that they ever did and is amazing. I highly recommend getting into The Monks' Black Monk Time. Here is an album, Acoustic Sketches by Phil Kagi. And I found out afterwards it's actually, he's a Christian musician, so it kind of turned me off to the whole thing. I don't know. It's weird, Christian music is different than regular music. Here's an album, Tortoise, Millions Now Living Will Never Die. Again, Tortoise is this sort of post-rock group. I think their album TNT is an utter classic. In fact, I have it somewhere around here. Everything else they've done is a little bit less than that, but try out TNT by Tortoise. You will not be disappointed. What else do we got here? We're really moving through this stuff here. Duran Duran, The Wedding Album. This is interesting because Duran Duran actually, after they sort of fell from popularity, in 1993 they released this album with the songs Ordinary World and Come Undone, and they became popular again. So now they're back to being somewhat unpopular, but I mean, they're always going to be popular. The Breeders, Safari EP. I don't even know where the other Breeder stuff is, whatever. Garth Brooks, The Hits, Limited Time Only. This is really heavy. Why is it so heavy? I guess it has a big liner notes. Yeah, Garth Brooks was really popular. I guess you could say that. He was huge, hugely popular. He was the biggest star ever. This came out in 19
1994.
I guess it was a limited edition CD, and I listened to this a lot. I liked the hits of Garth Brooks. Ain't going down till the sun comes up. I got friends in low places. It was good stuff. He then did that thing where he became a character named Chris Gaines. It was very odd. And then he kind of retired, you know. I think that's kind of smart. The guy's probably a multi-gazillionaire. And just, like, retire. Who gives a crap? Like, just relax. Bush, 16 Stone, classic album from that 1994. Everything Zen. Fly to Los Angeles, Find My Asshole Brother. Absolutely. Good stuff. Come Down, Machine Head. Good stuff from Bush. Kate Bush now. This is sort of alphabetical, I guess. Never Forever. Everyone always said Tori Amos sounded like Kate Bush, which I guess she does. Here is Space Lullabies, Ikova, and Other Phantasmagore. Ah, here it is. Duran Duran. Thank You. This is their cover album, which was horrendous. If you ever want to hear something pretty bad, listen to the Duran Duran version of 911 as a joke. Simon Le Bon just doesn't really pull off the Flavor Flav vibe. 911 is a joke in your town. Here's the Duran Duran White Lines single. Duran Duran Decade, best of. Some classical music. Dvorak, Symphony from a New World. Prokofiev, Classical Symphony. Get into the classical sometimes. Here's the Eagles, their greatest hits. Is this one of the best-selling albums of all time? The Eagles' greatest hits album, I think. Doors, L.A. Woman. The soundtrack to the movie The Doors. Nick Drake, Brighter Later. Yeah, Nick Drake is one of these guys who had some good songs and he, like, killed himself. Celtic Frost, Into the Pandemonium. I was talking to someone on Twitter recently about this album. Was it Mr. Bunny? I don't know. I think so. They do a cover of Mexican Radio. I don't know what's up with this band. It's kind of weird, but Celtic Frost. I thought they were like a hardcore band, like hardcore punk, but they're not really. I'm confused. Aha, the Ramones, All the Stuff and More. This is volume 1 and volume 2. This is the first several albums plus bonus tracks. Ramones are great. Oh, this is a stack of some of my favorite. Ooh, I just knocked over some CDs. All right, let me pick those up. I'm having a hard time. We'll get to this. All right. Here's a stack I made of some of my favorite CDs, but, you know, I have it all ripped, so I don't really need the music. Rush, a show of hands, my favorite Rush album. Live Rush, phenomenal. Here's Tortoise with TNT again. Great album. It's post-rock. It's mostly instrumental. Great. George Winston, December. They say it's probably the greatest solo piano recording of all time. Jesus, Jesus, Rest Your Head, one of my favorite songs ever. Ned's Atomic Dustbin, Godfather. Fantastic, British alternative rock album, 1991. Le Rhythm Digital, Dark Dancer. I mentioned something about them earlier on one of those compilations. Yes, this is a phenomenal album. Le Rhythm Digital, Dark Dancer. Hey You, What's That Sound? Kind of a good video for that. My Bloody Valentine, Loveless. Holy crap, what can you say about this? I mean, this is like one of the best albums ever and spawned a whole musical genre, and this band like never came back after this. I remember reading articles, like it took them years and like huge amounts of money to record this album. Like the one guy said he was like laying inside like piles of blankets and sleeping bags playing his guitar to get a certain sound. My Bloody Valentine. Oh, I just broke it. I just broke the jewel case. Wow. My Bloody Valentine, Loveless is a classic. And in fact, yeah, there is like a whole genre of music created by My Bloody Valentine, Loveless. The Ramones Mania. This is a compilation of Ramones stuff. It's a one CD compilation that I think has a really great track listing, and this is something I used to listen to over and over and over again at work. Ramones Mania. Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass Classics Volume 1, A&M Records. Again, you could just hear this one over and over again. It's the best. And another one,
the very best of Booker T and the MGs. Unbelievable stuff. I know on the show recently I talked about Green Onions. Great. Here's a kind of interesting compilation. The Disco Years, Turn the Beat Around, 74 to 78, Volume 1. The Hustle, Shame, Shame, Shame. You know, That's the Way I Like It. This disco stuff is great music. Disco, the big disco hits, is just great music to listen to. I don't dance, but I like this music. Here's a good album, New Age album. New Age? Yeah, right. Am I using the right term there? New Age music? Yeah. Why am I doubting myself? Deep Breakfast by Ray Lynch. Here is another copy of Gorilla by the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. See, they were the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band at that point, but then they just became Bonzo Dog Band. And here is a great album that a lot of people may not be aware of. Big Audio Dynamite with Megatop Phoenix with Mick Jones from The Clash. I like that album a lot. So let's see where we're at here. We're getting there, really. I mean, there's we're making a lot of progress here. Okay, we got some stuff from The Prodigy. The Prodigy Experience, the first album, amazing techno album. Jericho Music, we each wind it up, amazing. Fat of the Land, it had gone downhill at that point, but Smack My Bitch Up, that kind of stuff, Firestarter. Then some of the singles, Charlie, Everything in the Place, CD single, Fire, Jericho, Strangely Limited Edition, Prodigy, Out of Space CD single. A lot of CD singles from The Prodigy. What do we got here? Alan Parsons Project, Vulture Culture. Oh, I love Alan Parsons Project. I love Vulture Culture. In fact, I remember when I got my first version of that, which was on cassette, was at the King of Prussia Mall in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. And I remember I got the cassette there, and I also went to like a Games and Gadgets type store, and I played Pitfall 2 on the Atari 2600. Here we have the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, which is a band that I like some of their earlier stuff, but I don't like their later stuff, and I definitely did not like them in concert, but my wife really likes them. We bought the three albums, which is The Master, which is the self-titled Yeah Yeah Yeahs 5-song EP, and then the Machine EP, and then the Fever to Tell album. Somehow we bought them twice. I think we bought them, and then we forgot we bought them, and we bought them again. Here's two copies of Nirvana's Nevermind, one from Video Game Connections and one not, and one of them has the secret track of Endless Nameless and one does not. So there you go. Here we got some Pixies. Pixies, again, one of the best bands ever. Doolittle, awesome. Bossa Nova, awesome. The Alec Eiffel single, great. Everything they do is great. So hold on a second. What the hell happened? Oh, come on. Did I really? I think I screwed up here. Where was I at? All right. I don't know. This happens from time to time. I had it on pause. All right. So we're going to go back to the Pixies. I have the Pixies. I was talking, but I didn't record it. I have the Pixies' Bossa Nova album, great album. Pixies' Doolittle, great album. Here's some Pixie CD singles. Here Comes Your Man and Into the White. And if I don't know if I said this or I don't know when I broke off, but the Pixies are the best band ever. You've got to check out the Pixies. Here is the Monkey Gone to Heaven CD single and all the B-sides in the singles. Like every song they ever did was great. Every single song was amazing. Monkey Gone to Heaven CD single has Manta Ray, Weird at My School, Dancing to Manta Ray. Here's a Planet of Sound CD single. I have two versions of the Alec Eiffel CD single. Just check out the Pixies. The Pixies are the best. They really are. And they broke up at just the right time. Their last album, Trompe Le Monde, was... It was... I'm just looking out the window here. I'm like... I should close the curtains. Like, people can see me. Anyway, Trompe Le Monde, you could see that they started to veer off the tracks. It was still good, but you could see the beginnings of the thing falling apart, and they just broke up, and that was great. So Black Francis went on to become Frank Black, and Kim Deal went on to form the Breeders, and everything was fine. So check out the Pixies. You won't be disappointed. It really is the best band ever. All right, I'm going to close the curtains. Hold on a second.
Because I'm just sort of lounging around. I have a t-shirt and some boxer shorts on it. That's it. So, all right, we have Art of Noise, and this is a great band. They were like a mostly instrumental group, almost like electronic or dance music, but way back in the 80s. So, do I have, yes, the first album, Who's Afraid of the Art of Noise? What's that? There's a really great video where this little girl is telling people to directing these guys to destroy pianos and stuff. Close to the Edit. Yeah. What an amazing group. Invisible Silence, including Paranoia, which is a song that has Max Headroom singing on it. And of course, like every group, Art of Noise started to lose it. This album, In No Sense Nonsense, wasn't quite as good. Below the Waist, not as good. But those first two albums are great. Then we have the Art of Noise, the Phone mixes, right? Remixes of their songs, which was pretty darn good. Wow, we're making some progress here, really. The Mermen, Songs of the Cows, more of the new surf music. Some stuff from the Orb. I think the Orb's Adventures in the Ultra World, which I don't know if I had that one yet, is a great album, but in America they released it incomplete, even though it's supposed to be a double CD, but they only released a single CD version. They cut songs out. That's great. But some of the other stuff, like Orblivion, I don't know. UF Orb, I don't know. None of it's really as good as that Adventures in the Ultra World. And here is the Orb Blue Room CD single. It's one song that's 39 minutes 58 seconds long. Now we get to this genre, Northside Records genre, noside.com, of Scandinavian neo-folk music that I really got into, and the group Vassen. Here's the best one. Vassen, V-A-S-E-N, and the album is World, W-H-I-R-L-E-D. This is an incredible album. It's pronounced Vassen. Now a quartet, take acoustic ensemble playing to new heights on this 1997 recording. The tight triad of Nikola Harpa, keyed fiddle, viola, and guitar have added percussion to the mix. All the compositions here are original, but their reference is and roots in Swedish traditional folk music is true and clear. So this is the album to get, Vassen World. And all the other stuff is interesting. It's this whole genre of music that I really got into for a while. Here's a couple of the other albums I got. Chateau Neuf, Stolen Goods, Hoven Droven Groove, Vassen Grant, Vassen Spirit, Sortenmuld Mark II, and JPP String Tees. These are all from the same record label. And I love all the stuff they have. I haven't really been into it as much lately, but definitely some really cool music. So now, all right, let me just get to this one. This is the Ultra Lounge series. One time back in the 90s, my wife and I just bought off of Amazon the entire Ultra Lounge series of like lounge music. And we have them all here. We listen to them extensively. We have the Tiki sampler and the Leopard sampler here. And here's all the different ones. A Bachelor in Paris, Wild, Cool, and Swinging 2, Bossa Novaville, Organs in Orbit. These are all individual CDs, okay? Wild, Cool, and Swinging, Vegas Baby, The Crime Scene, Mondo Hollywood, Cocktail Capers, Rhapsodesia, Bachelor Pad Royale, Mambo Fever, Mondo Exotica, Space Capades, TV Town, Saxophobia, On the Rocks Part 2, Cha-Cha de Amor, On the Rocks Part 1, Bottoms Up, Christmas Cocktails 2, Christmas Cocktails, and Bongo Land. So that is a lot of CDs and a lot of great music that has brought us a lot of joy over the years. Oh, yes. Right here. What is going on here? Okay, let me this. Yes. Wow. See, we're getting through this stuff. Where the heck is the rest of the... I'm trying to sort this out. Now we're getting to some stuff like... All this stuff that I've been talking about is stuff... Most of it is stuff that I'm going to get rid of, but there's some stuff that... I don't know. I'm still thinking of keeping it. Some stuff. For whatever reason. For a bunch of different reasons. But here we go. The Strawberry Alarm Clock. Strawberries Mean Love.
is a great compilation of the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Most people think they're a one-hit wonder with their song Incense and Peppermint, but all their other songs like Rainy Day Mushroom Pillow and Black Butter Present and The Birdman of Alcatraz, all great songs, so check them out. Musique, okay? Musique versus the Auteurs is a great album, very obscure. I don't really like anything else Musique did, but you know, he's an electronic artist, but Musique versus the Auteurs is a good, good album. So check that one out. Here's a great one. This is something that I heard playing in the Virgin Megastore in Union Square. I went into the electronica section, the dance section, and they had this playing, and I bought it because it was so great. It's the Rub and Tug Fabric 30. So these are like this, I guess, Fabric compilations from this Fabric Records. But this is a great dance album, and it's from 2006. Rub and Tug. So it's the 30th volume of Fabric. I really recommend this. Some great dance music on there. Here's a 2-CD set. The Bohunks Play the Little Rascal Music. The first one is called The Bohunks Play the Original Little Rascal's Music, and the second one is Onto the Show. This is incredible. The Little Rascals, of course, were... What the hell am I hearing? It sounds like someone's right next to me. Yeah, the Little Rascals music was recorded in, back in the 30s to be the background music of the Little Rascals movie shorts. And it never survived intact. You heard it, bits and pieces of it in the movies, but the original recordings were never kept. So this group of people, I think, in the Netherlands got together, the Bohunks, and they got together and recreated the recording setup, the original equipment, the original setup, the original instruments that they would have used, and they recreated all the music. Amazing stuff. Here is Voodoo, the Exotic Sounds of Robert Drasnan. I read a review of this in, and I may have put the review in here, and indeed I did. This is a review in Wired Magazine, September 1996, Wired Magazine. Here's the review, and it made me buy it. For years, Cocktail Exotica a la Martin Denny or Juan Esquivel turned up only at garage sales. See, this is actually from the Wired Magazine. Then Rhino released a CD compilation of Denny's tunes, soon followed by Esquivel's Rediscovery, the Lounge Music Retro Era, and numerous bachelor pad compilations featuring Tiki Swing and other such 60s fluff. Yet one such Blue Ice Cube recording, Robert Drasnan's Voodoo, was nearly lost forever. Originally released as Percussion Exotique, Voodoo was a lark, conceived as a... See, I didn't do this very much when I actually put a review in a CD case, but this was an interesting review. Originally released as Percussion Exotique, was a lark, conceived as a toss-off to cash in on the craze. It cycled quickly to the used stacks, despite the quality of composition and execution, its pieces comparable to the best Denny tunes. After its release, Drasnan was tapped for arrangements on Denny's Great Latin Village LP. The original master tape slipped into the great void, and the album might have been lost forever had someone not discovered a mint-condition copy in a cutout bin. How good is Voodoo? I'm thinking every newborn child should be issued a copy. See, like that line right there got me like hooked on this. And now this guy thinks every child should be issued a copy. I gotta get it. Drasnan cuts through existential ennui and tells you the truth about paradise. The crazy coconut percussion of the title cut is worth the price of admission. Chant of the Moon features spectral vocals against harp, flute, and popping bass. You can hear the moonlight on the ocean, the waves washing the shore. Desiree feels like you've joined Perez Prado on the glass bottom boat. The percussionista's deep monkey walk vibes and ethereal echo drive its melody along down the river. And Enchantment closes the CD with a sonorous flute that washes you happily out to sea. Operating instructions. Before you play Voodoo, take a long swim, get yourself a little sunburn, burn some incense, and kick back with a pina colada. Oh, and don't forget the passion flower. John Labrowski. So, apparently this guy also, like, he did the music for Lost in Space and stuff, I think. So someone found... And it's in the liner notes here. I'm not going to read the liner notes, but someone found a mint copy of the record, and they used that to create the CD. So
Yeah, right? Yeah, I'm trying to look at this. Yeah, he... Yeah, Lost in Space, stuff like that. So, that is a cool CD. I've listened to it a lot. It's good. I wouldn't say it's as great as the guy said it was, but it's good. Here's Chant, the Benedictine Monks of Santo Domingo de Silos. This was a really big surprise hit back in 1994. Just the chanting monks, right? It was like this craze. Here's a cool album, Hayride, Elfin Magic, from 1995. I bought this at a... I don't know where the hell I bought this. I bought this for $7.98 in a cutout bin at a record store somewhere in the village in New York City. I have no idea. I remember being there, but I don't remember where it was. And there's one song I put on a compilation cassette, Hollywood, name of the song, and I was listening to it, and I actually found those guys' MySpace page. I emailed them. I said I was listening to their album. So, here's Gren, a band who put out this album in 1995. It's Gren, and the album is Camp Granada. This is also someone. This is a guy who. Brett White is his name. I think I emailed him back and forth a couple times that I really liked the album, and I even made jokes. I made like Gren jokes. I'm like, oh, did you hear Gren had a fan appreciation concert? Yeah, they went to his house. I was like making fun of how unpopular they were. I don't know why I was doing that, but it's an interesting album, completely lost album. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be back. Okay, so here I got some more Ragtime CDs. Now, of course, the Ragtime music goes beyond Scott Joplin, and Joseph Lamb was another great... You know, James Scott and Joseph Lamb were two of the other biggest composers. So here is a CD called American Beauties, The Rags of Joseph Lamb by Virginia Eskin on piano. Really, really good stuff. Again, also Spring Beauties, the Ragtime Project by Virginia Eskin, with a bunch of different ragtime artists, and that is some good stuff as well. Now we get to some more of the more psychedelic music. This is a CD called Everything You Always Wanted to Know About, 60s Mind Expansive, Punkadelic, Garage Rock Instrumentals But Were Afraid to Ask, 27 Freaked Out 60s Instrumentals. This is some great stuff. Here is an album, Beyond the Calico Wall, 80 minutes of pure psychedelic dementia. Rare and unreleased 60s classics. Hello. Beyond the Calico Wall is insane. It is the most psychedelic compilation ever. I must really recommend it. It's one of my favorite CDs of all time. It is insane. Then there is, of course, 30 Seconds Before the Calico Wall, a companion piece, which is also quite good. This is all this 60s garage rock, psychedelic garage rock stuff. Two copies of Syd Barrett Octopus, which is the best of Syd Barrett. I think on like the second date I had with Denise, who is now my wife, we listened to Syd Barrett, and I was singing her Syd Barrett songs. So those are very special CDs. Here's The Shaman UV. This is the album that is so rare, I had to actually buy it off of eBay recently. Ambient. 152 minutes and 33 seconds. A Brief History of Ambient, Volume 1. A lot of good ambient music. Hold on one moment. All right, I'm in the other room now. We're going to go through a few more here. This is the Smithsonian Collection, the old time radio comedy favorites. I forget when I got this, but it's a 4-CD set. Jack Benny, Burton Allen, Edgar Bergen, and Charlie McCarthy, all this kind of old-time radio stuff. Very cool stuff. I mean, obviously this kind of stuff you can get easier online and in different ways than getting it on CDs like this, and it's a big box set, but good stuff, though. Weekend Classics, Sousa Marches, The Band of the Grenadier Guards, yeah. John Philip Sousa kicks ass. Really good music, and actually, the Sousa Marches are related structurally to the ragtime music. There's a certain connection to the way that those songs are composed. Here is Music to Your Ears, a collection of holiday music from AT&T. Johann Strauss' greatest hits. I listen to this a lot. Blue Danube Waltz, Tales from the Vienna Woods, Emperor Waltz. Good stuff. Very good stuff. What else do we got over here? This is some more random stuff. We got... I'm going to go through this. We'd already started sorting this stuff out, and I'm like, you know, maybe I want to do this CD Memories feature. You know. Sky Cries Mary, This Timeless Turning. Just a random band from 1994. Sessions 1, The Best New Independent Music. This is just from some magazine. The reason I got it was because Lizard Music, with their song Dr. Headlight, was in there, and my friend Dave Copperman was in the band Lizard Music for a little while. The Rake's Progress, Altitude. It's an album that I don't think did very well. Another mid-90s band. Kia Ora, sound CD. Wong Wing Sun. This is very obscure. It was given out at Shiseido Cosmetics. There's a weird label here that says Jazz Rack. It's in Chinese. I don't know. But it's really odd. I got it at some used CD place really cheap. Sonia Dada, 1995. It's a CD single. Screaming John. This is like really... This is stuff we're going to be giving to like the thrift store. Ripe and Juicy, A Taste of Elektra Entertainment Group. If you like Alanis, here's a sticker on there. If you like Alanis Morissette, give Edna Swap a listen on track 6. So it's just like a selection of stuff. What is it? Jerry Lee Lewis, Orange 9mm, whatever. The soundtrack to Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Why the hell did I have this? Where did this come from? Abracadabra by Sugar Ray. I don't know why I would have this. NSYNC. It's like very odd. Britney Spears. I don't really know where that came from. Hideaway by David Sanborn. It's some jazz. More Coyote Shivers, Just Be Friends. Single. Here is another Stone Temple Pilots related album, Talk Show. This is when the Stone Temple Pilots split off from Scott Weiland. The rest of the Stone Temple Pilots became Talk Show. Here is Tonnage, a compilation with a special low price. When I there's some interesting stuff here. I remember Danielle Brisbois, who was on Archie Bunker's Plays, one of those shows, as a little girl, was a musician. She was also in... what was that? She was in another band. Am I going to have to, like... Now I'm in front of a computer, so I can, like, look stuff up. Let's see. She was in a band. Why am I getting all confused here? Danielle Brisbois. She is in... Did I spell it right? Oh, God. Please help me. I can't get this going. I spelled the name wrong. Of course. She was in a band. She was in a band. Oh, please. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. She played her role of Stephanie Mills on the sitcoms All in the Family and Archie Bunker's Place. She was a member of New Radicals. There it is. Okay. Remember that one-hit wonder? They had the song. Courtney Love and Marilyn Manson, come on down, we'll kick your ass in. And then, of course, Tonnage 2, another compilation. She was in that group. That's amazing. Motorhead, The Collection. A lot of great songs. Killed by Death, of course. Killed by Death. That guy Lemmy's awesome, right? Motorhead. They had two appearances on The Young Ones, right? I think so. Os Mutantes, Everything is Possible. You know, I've always been hearing about this Os Mutantes. I've never been able to get into anything they've ever done. I've tried. They're like a psychedelic Brazilian band. I don't know about Os Mutantes. It's not the size that counts. So a bunch of music from IRS Records, another compilation. Osric Tentacles, Single Gun Theory. Okay. Some interesting stuff. Jet Grind Radio, music sampler. Of course, Jet Set Radio, the video game for the Dreamcast, had to be renamed Jet Grind Radio here in America. So,
Ooh, another one of those Northside records. Nordic Roots and Nordic Roots 2. These were compilations of that. I'll tell you what it says here. An ideal introduction to the vibrant traditional music scene developing across Scandinavia. Incredible playing, catchy tunes, brilliant arrangements, and strange instruments playing pre-medieval as well as modern compositions. All this music at a very special price. And the second one says, the second very specially priced sampler from Northside, showcasing recent releases from the diverse and exciting Nordic Roots revival. Bands and musicians from Norway, Sweden, Finland, and Denmark who are playing traditional music and instruments with a modern twist. I got into that a lot. MTV's Amp 2 compilation. You know this Roni size represent? On the regular album, they don't have the vocal mix of Brown Paper Bag, but here we have the Roni size represent Brown Paper Bag full vocal mix, so that's very good. Strung Out on Jagged Little Pill, the string quartet tribute to Alanis Morissette. A lot of string quartet tributes out there. Here we go, Jelly Roll Morton, the piano rolls. These are actual piano rolls recorded by Jelly Roll Morton that were recreated. Welcome to Wherever You Are, INXS. This is like one of INXS's, like, this is like when they jumped the shark, 1992. Melody Maker Magazine, Rebellious Jukebox, the CD collection. A bunch of interesting songs here. So, now, what are we doing? Should we come over here? Okay. We'll continue on here. We're just going to plow through and get through all this stuff and the CD memories here on the Overnight Scape. Could this be on the Overnight Scape Underground? I don't know. See, I'm still working on this idea. I'm not going to be putting this on the regular show of the Overnight Scape. I'm going to be putting this on the new thing. And it's just the new thing is not... I haven't come up with a name yet. I'm thinking it's going to be the Overnight Scape Underground. And this certainly will be a part of it. Whatever it's eventually called, this will be on. You're hearing this on that. Is it called the Overnight Scape Underground, or is it called something else? ONSFM? New Radioland? I don't know. There's all these different names I've been thinking about for it. Little Radioland? I don't know. That's part of the problem. I can't think of a good name for it. But once I do, I will release it. I think it's coming soon. I have to think, like, maybe in October I'll get it going. I don't know. But, so yeah, I guess I'm recording this for that, essentially. We got a lot of CDs here that I'm just going to plow through. I'm going to take them out and then put them back into this box. So that'll be the way we do it. Sitting here on the floor in the Overnight Scape studio. I feel good about this. This is a very, very cathartic for me to go through all these CDs. Because I was going through them before and I'm like, yeah, you know, each CD almost has like a... There's a story. Not all of them, but some of them have a story to them. And, you know... Why not tell them? Tell them stories. This set is stuff that we're probably going to be like selling on eBay and stuff, so maybe you can buy them. Here we go. Jethro Tull, Thick as a Brick, a classic album. The Strokes, Is This It? Really great album. If you check out, the Strokes stuff is okay, but the first album is perfect. It's almost like a perfect album. The British version and the American version are slightly different, but just check out the Strokes, Is This It? Look at this album, Howard Stern, Unclean Beaver. This is a CD version of an album he put out back in the early 80s, I think. I remember my father bought it, and it was so disgusting, he got rid of it. He bought it on vinyl, and he got rid of it. And it is really just pretty bad. Howard Stern doesn't even promote it anymore, it's just bad. The original motion picture soundtrack to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. And this is valuable because it has Tarzan Boy by Baltimora. Here you go. Stone Temple Pilots songs. Tiny Music, Songs from the Vatican Gift Shop. Another great album by Stone Temple Pilots. Big fan. Nine Inch Nails, Broken. Nine Inch Nails, another band, kind of like Marilyn Manson. Kind of like only a couple good songs, like Terrible Lie and... Was it Closer? Those are good songs. I don't know. Not too many other good songs. And this Broken. And then there's a Fixed EP as well somewhere around here. Okay, but not that great. Alan Parsons Project. Try Anything. Oh, no. This is not Alan Parsons Project. This is just Alan Parsons. Try Anything Once. It's okay, but it's not anywhere near on the level of the Alan Parsons Project stuff. The Shins. Oh, Inverted World.
This is their first album. Know Your Onion is one of the songs. Really good. New Slang, yeah. Good stuff. The Shaman, Move Any Mountain, Progen 99. Yes, look at this. It is a CD single for Move Any Mountain, and it has all of the samples, too. You can make your own mix. Here is the Roni Size Represent New Forms album. Kind of okay. Single Gun Theory, Like Stars in My Hand. This is a very interesting album, and I listen to it a lot. It's pretty good. The KLF, Justified an Ancient CD single. KLF is interesting. Sonic Youth, Experimental Jet Set Trash and No Star with that great song, Bull in the Heather. Here is Rhapsody, Power of the Dragon Flame, symphonic epic Hollywood metal, an incomparable mixture of songs from fast and aggressive to epic and orchestral. Rhapsody once again underlined their position as the very top of this musical genre. Yeah, it's like a very, like, orchestral metal genre. Saint-Étienne, Tiger Bay. Jordan Rudess, Feeding the Wheel. It's like a progressive rock instrumental thing. Jordan Rudess. Here is Alanis Morissette, supposed former Infatuation Junkie. Not a bad album at all. I like Alanis and a couple of her albums. Here's The Mermen, A Glorious Lethal Euphoria. A great album from 1995 of the new surf movement. The Offspring, Smash. The Offspring are, like, super popular. This is a 1994 album. They were everywhere for a long time. Offspring, you couldn't get away from them. What's the Story? Morning Glory by Oasis, featuring Morning Glory, Wonderwall, and Don't Look Back in Anger. Yeah, the Oasis stuff was good, too. Definitely quite good stuff. It's like... Okay. It was, like, at an angle. No Doubt, Tragic Kingdom. Just a Girl. Yeah, this is when Gwen Stefani was just getting going in 1995. We used to listen to that album a lot where I worked. Osric Tentacles, Strangitude. I like Osric Tentacles to some extent. I'm not a huge fan of Osric Tentacles, and I have another Osric Tentacles album here, Arborescence. It's good stuff. It's like psychedelic, weird instrumentals, but I don't know. I don't find it great. Jimmy Page, Outrider. I don't know about this album. I don't really know anything about it. Nine Inch Nails, Pretty Hate Machine. Yes, this is their first album. Head Like a Hole, Terrible Lie. What's the other song I'm thinking of? I don't know. It's all good. I mean, it's a good album. The first album is a good album. Pretty Hate Machine. Of course, Tori Amos always, like, in her first few albums, she's always quoting Nine Inch Nails. Made my own pretty hate machine. Boys on the left side. Was that from Caught a Light Sneeze? Yeah, she mentions that album name. Alan Parsons Project, Eye in the Sky. Great, phenomenal album by Alan Parsons Project. Here's Oasis, Definitely Maybe, with Live Forever and Supersonic. The White Room by the KLF. I think this is like another single. No, this is the whole album. Wow. The Ancients of Mumu. They're referring to, like, weird Atlantis-type stuff in that. Lenny Kravitz, Are You Gonna Go My Way? No, I'm not. I'm tired of that song, like everyone else. Nirvana, In Utero. What, I mean, the Nirvana stuff is great. Incesticide. What else can you say about Nirvana that hasn't been said? The back catalog is kind of like a bootleg. B-sides. Nirvana is great. Unplugged in New York. The Man Who Sold the World. How can you get better than that? Here's a Nirvana bootleg. Their last concert in, I think, the one in Rome. Shortly before he killed himself or was murdered or whatever. Nirvana from the Muddy Banks of the Wish Claw. They just kept releasing Nirvana albums. This is from 96. They're probably still going to be releasing Nirvana albums. Here's Bleach, their first album. I'm a negative creep and I'm stoned. Blind Melon, self-titled. Of course, No Rain. Shannon Hoon, another guy that, like, overdosed or killed himself or something. The Best of Blondie, and Blondie, of course, has a lot of great hits. Really great stuff. Heart of Glass. Great song. Here's a No Doubt. The Beacon Street Collection. Reissue of No Doubt's independent 1995 release. Jethro Tull. Songs from the Wood. This is... There's an interesting story about this one.
back in college, of course, I was recording everyone. Just back in 1985, I was recording people on my dorm, and like my roommate was drunk and everything. And this "Songs from the Wood" was on in the background. Let me sing you songs from the wood to make you feel much better than you could know, right? And I never knew what that was. I never knew what music that was, and I listened to it so many times. And I was actually going to contact this guy Carson to try to find out like what the music was, but I just, of course, on the internet, just typed in a few of the lyrics, and I found out it was "Songs from the Wood" by Jethro Tull. So I bought it. Good stuff. Okay, we got some major Bon Jovi-ish here. Bon Jovi-age here. We have Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi, 7,800 degrees Fahrenheit. "Blaze of Glory," songs written and performed by John Bon Jovi from Young Guns 2, and Bon Jovi, "Keep the Faith." My wife was a big Bon Jovi fan back in the day. BR549, sort of a alt country album. "The Roots of Robert Johnson." This is an interesting album. It has really old blues songs, and this is amazing stuff. You go back to this early blues stuff, it doesn't sound like you think of like blues like the Blues Brothers. This is really amazing music, and you totally can see how it's the basis for rock and roll. And this one song, "Devil Got My Woman" by Skip James, is like, wow, one of the best songs ever. Here's Jesus Jones with "Doubt." Great album. International Bright Young Thing, right here, right now. That's a song about like how the world was changing, like the Berlin Wall was coming down and stuff. Right here, right now. Really, really great stuff. Alan Parsons Project, the best of Alan Parsons Live. Not necessarily one of the best parts of the Alan Parsons world. I think with Alan Parsons Project, there's 10 albums of Alan Parsons Project, from Tales of Mystery and Imagination to Gaudi, and those are the albums. All the other stuff, the Alan Parsons solo stuff, and all the live stuff, is not as good. Those 10 albums are an amazing body of work. Here is The Orb's "Adventures Beyond the Ultra World," the American release, which takes away like the Spanish castles and one of the other songs. Even so, The Orb, The Orb's "Adventures Beyond the Ultra World," incredible album. Here is Nine Inch Nails, "The Fragile." What a piece of crap. Mike Nesmith, pretty much your standard ranch stash. I've been getting into the Mike Nesmith stuff more. He, of course, was in the Monkees, and then afterwards became a solo artist. Here is the Nine Inch Nails, "Fixed," companion to "Broken." Ugh, not too good. Joe Jackson, "Night and Day." This is the album that has "Stepping Out," again, just a transcendent song. "Stepping Out Tonight," "Stepping Out." Here is the Alanis Morissette, "Jagged Little Pill," the original. A great album. I remember I used to listen to it on my bus commute on a cassette, and I loved it because it was so sort of Canadian and depressing. But a really good album. I don't think she's ever gotten close to reproducing the greatness of that album. Vinnie Moore, "Meltdown." This is from Video Game Connections. Marked down to $4.99 from $6.99. I don't know if it's instrumental. I don't know. Gary Moore, "Blues Alive." Kraftwerk, "Computer World." Great album. "Computer World," "Pocket Calculator." Some really good stuff there from Kraftwerk. The Best of the Alan Parsons Project, Volume 2. "Men Without Hats," the Safety Dance UK remix. And there's a weird remix, and then I think the original version's on here, too. I was a big fan of Men Without Hats back in the day. Frank Black, the "Hang On To Your Ego" CD single. And here's the 120 Minutes CDs, Never Mind the Mainstream, 1 and 2. A lot of great stuff on these CDs from Rhino. Like I said, 120 Minutes was a great resource back then. Here is Beaver and Kraus, "In a Wild Sanctuary" and "Gandharva," two albums on one CD. It's just like weird synthesizer. I don't know what it is. Here's the Krautrock Archive, Volume 1. I've tried getting into the Krautrock stuff. I just have not broken through. I'm not into it. Here's Musique's "In Pine Effect." Musique is like the Greek letter mu, which is like an upside down H, Zeke, "In Pine Effect." It's not good. Nothing by Musique is good other than the Versus the Outdoors. Here's Ned's Atomic Dustbin, Graysell Green CD single.
And here is the Ned's Atomic Dustbin album, Are You Normal? Nothing else by Ned's Atomic Dustbin is really that good, except for the Godfather album. Here is The Word, featuring John Medeski, North Mississippi All-Stars, and Robert Randolph. This was getting some good reviews back in 2001. No Doubt, The Return of Saturn. A lot of No Doubt stuff. And My Bloody Valentine's album, Isn't Anything, which is before Loveless. And I never got into this album at all. Only Loveless is good, okay? Loveless is good. Everything else is bad. Here's the Specials singles collection, which has Ghost Town. That's all you need. Ghost Town is the best. I remember back in college, like, someone had a 12-inch LP version, and everyone's like, it's very hard to get this song, Ghost Town. That's an amazing song. Here's Thin Lizzy with Black Rose. Sausage with Riddles Are Abound Tonight. This is like a weird... The guy from Primus and stuff is in this. It kind of has some good stuff on it. I don't know. Shaman. Axis Mutatis. A wonderful album. I love the Shaman. Shaman Intact. Of course, everything Shaman is great. Prong. Rude Awakening. A True Story. I don't know what the hell this is. From 1996. Some rock band. Prong. We have the Excelsior Sound Effects, two CDs. These sound effects are intended for home and private use only. Any commercial use in whole or in part of these sound effects is strictly forbidden and constitutes a violation of copyright laws. Okay. Here is the sound, Authentic Sound Effects Volume 3. Again, home use only. For all your home sound effects needs. As people are running around your house, you can make like cartoon sound effects. I don't know. Space Hog, Resident Alien, for promotional use only. Sale or transfer is prohibited. Must be returned on demand of recording company. What was their big song? In the Meantime, yeah. One hit wonder of the 90s. The Shaman, Boss Drum, a great album. Everything by The Shaman is good. Here is Soul Asylum, Grave Dancers Union. And this is The Soundtrack of Our Lives. The name of the band is The Soundtrack of Our Lives. The album is Behind the Music. This is incredible music. They're from Sweden, I think. And again, this album is very special, very awesome. The other stuff of theirs, I haven't really gotten that into. Rush Chronicles. Great, solid, best of Rush. Rush, I mean, is one of the best bands ever. One of my favorite bands ever. I mean, and Chronicles is a great way to get into their stuff. It's all of their really good stuff. You know, they have a lot of albums, and up until, you know, Hold Your Fire to Me is the last album that's good. And then Presto falls off a lot, and then everything after that is just a downfall, free fall. But, whatever. Here is an Excelsior version of the Rocky Horror Show, so it's some crap weird version. Roxette, Joyride. Two Roxy Music albums. This guy, Steve, I used to work with, tried to get me into Roxy Music, but I kind of didn't, yeah. Okay, hold on. I'll be back in a minute. Okay, we're back. Yeah, these two Roxy Music CDs. I think this guy Steve gave them to me. And he was trying to get me into Roxy Music. And I don't know. I never really got into them. I have the self-titled and For Your Pleasure. I just never really, you know, like, I never really made a connection. I never really got into the music. I don't know. Here's an album, Ruby Saltpeter. Return to Forever by Return to Forever with the album Romantic Warrior. It's this guy, what the hell's this guy's name? Chick Corea? It's alright, I don't know. Return of the Rentals. I mentioned them, they were playing somewhere. I can't believe the Rentals are back. But their album was called Return of the Rentals. Friends of P. 1995, whatever. Supergrass Lenny. I really got into Supergrass in the early days. This is the Lenny single. Ah, Stereo Lab, Mars Audio Quintet. Stereo Lab is the best. A Decade of Steely Dan. This is a best of for Steely Dan. Of course, Steely Dan is one of my favorite bands ever. Sinatra Reprise, The Very Good Years. Silverchair, Freak Show. I like this album a lot. It has Slave, Freak, whatever. It's a good album. Susie and the Banshees, Nocturne. Nocturne. I don't know that much about Susie and the Banshees. Here's another Susie and the Banshees, The Rapture. Smashing Pumpkins, Siamese Dream. This is a great album, great rock album. Whatever you think about them now, with whatever this guy Billy Corgan's doing, that's a great album. Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, double album. I remember hearing someone say that this album contained some of the best and some of the worst music they had ever heard, and that's pretty much what it is. I mean, Bullet with Butterfly Wings, Zero, Jelly Belly, great songs, but there's other stuff on there that sucks. R.E.M., Monster. R.E.M., Automatic for the People. Red Cross, Third Eye. R-E-D-D-K-R-O-S-S, you know, two words. This band is interesting because they starred in this movie Spirit of 76. And actually, there's a song called Set 1976 on here. And this is from 1990. And I think I got this because I really like that movie, Spirit of 76, about a time traveler that tried to go back in time to 1776 but wound up in 1976. So I got to see that movie again. I haven't seen that in a long time. Radiohead, The Bends. Was this their first album? No. I don't know. This is like their second album, I think. Yeah, Pablo Honey was the first one, right? Here's Pulp, Different Class. Here's like a pre-release version of Swerve Driver's 99th Dream. Whoopee. Sugartooth. An album called Sugartooth from 1994. What is Sugartooth? Here's Denise.
I have no idea.
Going
are you reading all my music too?
Yeah.
It's a little embarrassing.
Why? It's not.
Some of it.
No.
Like Sugar
Tooth? Well, no one knows what Sugar Tooth is. What is Sugar Tooth? No, what the hell is it?
I think when listening stations first happened, I might have, like, splurged. Oh, yeah. This sounds good. I'll buy this.
I have no idea what Sugar Tooth is.
I have no recollection.
It's a very random band. You have Super Hits of the 70s, Have a Nice Day, Volume 17. Oh, Hits of the 70s are always good. Here's Volume 16. The Inevitable Squirrel Nut Zippers.
That was the last CD I read.
Which one? Oh, yeah, the whole ripping project. This was the last one. The Inevitable Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Are we
not saying? Yeah, I said we ripped them. I remember I heard one of the Squirrel Nut Zippers songs. They're like a retro something music. I don't know what it is. Steely Dan, Alive in America, the Steely Dan Live album. Not great. Styx Classics, of course. You have Mr. Roboto. Come Sail Away, great stuff. Another Styx album, Cornerstone. Sugar Cubes, Stick Around for Joy. Yeah, when Bjork was into Sugar Cubes, a lot of bad Sugar Cubes music back then. They Might Be Giants, Flood. Birdhouse in Your Soul, good song. As you know, I met They Might Be Giants once, and they were kind of mean to me, so I kind of hate them forever now, even though I did theoretically forgive them on the show, but I don't know. I don't know if I really did. The Best of the Thompson Twins. TV Tunes, the commercials. Love those TV Tunes. Here's Super Hits of the 70s, Volume 8. We don't have all of these. We just have... Oh, look. Alone Again Naturally by Gilbert O'Sullivan. Have a couple of those. Supergrass, I Should Coco. I remember I read about these guys in one of those British magazines and 1995. And I went out and bought like a very expensive import of Supergrass, I Should Coco. Because, you know, in England... Every 2 weeks, there's a new band that's, oh my god, this is the greatest new band ever. And that was one of them. And then 2 weeks later, it's someone else. Sweet, Desolation Boulevard. Nice, great rock album. Fox on the Run. The 16s, Ballroom Blitz. Great. Soul Asylum, Hang Time. The Smiths singles. I like some Smith stuff. I mean, How Soon Is Now, of course. Is it on here? I don't even know, but whatever. How Soon Is Now is just the best song ever. But, whatever. They're okay. Social Distortion, self-titled album. Don't know much about them. Pulp, This Is Hardcore. Pure Moods, this is a cool album. Enigma, Anya, Deep Forest, good stuff. Oh, here's the Radiohead Pablo Honey, their first album, 1993. Creep. Rudis Morgenstein Project. In fact, I saw these guys open for, again, Mike Etler from Video Game Connections. He's a huge fan of Marillion, and I believe Marillion was playing, yes, at the Irving Plaza in New York City. And we went to see them, and Rudis Morgenstern Project opened for them, and I bought the CD.
It's like instrumental, drums and keyboards. Here is Richie Sambora, Stranger in This Town. Sahara Hot Nights, Jenny Bomb. And finally, Working Man, a tribute to Rush. Kind of just a crummy Rush tribute from all these random people. Whatever. So that's stuff in this room. I still have a few more things in the other room to get to. Some really good stuff. Well, I may as well come over here and just deal with whatever we have here. A couple super obscure CDs. I'll probably talk about these more on the show. This album did not come up in Grace Note, Far West, Out on the Side. Then I have this great album by The Telephones. Remember the whole story of I heard this song called Mon Cherie and spent years looking for it. The Good Fall, Trouble and Desire. These are these guys, Bran and Ansley, who've been in a bunch of different bands that are friends of Dave Copperman and my brother knows them. The Good Fall, Trouble and Desire. That didn't scan either. Come to Marlboro Country. Hear it on headphones for full effect. It's like sounds of people riding around on horses and smoking. Harmonic Connections, Lyricord Discs. Where I used to work, we did graphics for Lyricord Discs. That's why I have a lot of Lyricord stuff. The Garth Brooks CD Zooming. It's a CD where you hear Garth Brooks talk, and he's like, it has excerpts from all of his songs from all of his albums. Blue Oyster Cult, Bad Channels, and it's signed by not Blue Oyster Cult, but someone else who did some music on the Bad Channels soundtrack. And finally, the most obscure CD is this. I got it for 50 cents somewhere. CFB4, Moog Powered. And this is something that I found absolutely no reference to online at all. It is the most obscure CD I have. So we'll be talking about that on the show more. That's planned as a topic, but wow, I'm getting there. I'm getting there in this project of talking about all the CDs. So I'm going to have some food, and then I'm going to finish up with the last few things that I have. Oh, you moved those? Okay.
Yeah,
it's okay. All right, I'll be back. All right, I'm back. An hour or two later now. I'm going to finish up the rest of these CDs here on CD Memories. So what we have here, we have George Winston, Linus and Lucy, the music of Vince Guaraldi, solo piano. It's a good CD by George Winston, of course, who also did December. And it's all the Charlie Brown music, you know, including the great song do 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 do. That one. Here is an interesting thing. This is a CD that this guy Andy Torres in the city gave me from Book Off, the Japanese used bookstore on 41st near 5th. And this is Globe, a Japanese band singing in English and rapping in French. And it's hard to figure out Globe, Stop in the Name of Love. He had gone to Book Off and found the 209th CD, so he got it for me there. Here's some Steely Dan-related stuff. Of course, Steely Dan is one of my favorite bands ever. Walter Becker, 11 Tracks of Whack. From 1994, Walter Becker, of course, is one half of Steely Dan, along with Donald Fagen. And this album has its own qualities about it. It's not up to the quality level of Steely Dan, you know, but it has its own charms. Let's put it that way. Here's some Donald Fagen. Oh, all three Donald Fagen solo albums. You have The Nightfly. And the cover is a guy, a late night DJ, smoking cigarettes there in the middle of the night doing a radio show. So, of course, that is something that really that I really like. The Nightfly. I'm Lester the Nightfly. Hello, Baton Rouge. It's a good album. I mean, it's definitely not on a Steely Dan level of quality to me, and I don't listen to this that much, but it's okay. Very cool cover, though. Then you have Comic Kyriad,
probably one of my favorite albums of all time from 1993. This copy of it is destroyed. Wow. This is Walter Becker's solo album. Like I said, 1993, amazing. It's sort of a science fiction story about this guy who gets this car called the Kamikiri, and I can't tell you how much I like this album. It's just, I've listened to it so many times. Trans Island Skyway, Counter Moon, Springtime, Snowbound, Tomorrow's Girls, Florida Room, On the Dunes, and Tea House on the Tracks. Great album. Highly recommended. Then we come to the third Donald Fagen solo album. He's actually on the cover of all of them. On the first one, he's the DJ. The second one, he's on a video screen in the car. And this time, he's sitting in a chair looking very pensive and thoughtful. This is Morph the Cat by Donald Fagen. And this just came out in 2006. And this is one of the more recent CDs I have. I mean, I don't have that many CDs from this time period, only a few from recent times. It's not bad, but it's definitely nowhere near as good as a Kamikiri ad. And again, it has its own charms, but it's not really quite up to the level of Steely Dan. Okay. What do we have here? Okay, this is the Steely Dan Two Against Nature album. This is Steely Dan's first album in... so they took... All right, this album came out in 2000, right? They took a 20-year break. Their last album, Gaucho, came out in 1980. So this is after a 20-year break, a new Steely Dan album, Two Against Nature. And it's actually quite good. It's a quite good album. Some really good songs on here. And really pretty much up to the quality level of Steely Dan, you know. What else do I have? We have... Now, wait a minute. Didn't I already talk about this? Do I have two copies of this? No. I don't know what happened with this. The Modern Mandolin Quartet, didn't I already talk about this? There's these four guys playing mandolins, playing the Nutcracker Suite. I don't know. Maybe I do have two copies of it. Here is Trip Master Monkey. Goodbye Race. Trip Master Monkey is the album, and this came out in 1994. And I remember many years ago, I did research on the internet on this, and I realized that there's almost nothing on the internet about Trip Master Monkey. So it's just another one of these random, rock bands from the mid-90s that really has no presence. I don't know. Kind of a cool cover. It's sort of like a rough drawing. It's like as if they're like, we're going to work on the cover, and they drew it, and then they're like, oh, what you just drew was going to be the cover. Here is another thing I got on Canal Street. O Guarani, Carlos Gomez, Quinteto Bailado, Participacio Especial. It's some Brazil. I guess on Canal Street they're selling a lot of Brazilian CDs. This is all in Brazilian. I don't know what this is. It's a musical. I don't know what this is. It's O Guarani. Great. Here's some techno stuff. Speed limit 140 BPM plus 2. More sounds of London hardcore techno. Great stuff. You know I love that old school hardcore. Technophobia, total techno ecstasy. This is a good one. Has the Art of Noise Prodigy mix, Army of Lovers, Moby, a lot of stuff. Techno Rave 2, Transatlantic, The Wave of the Future. Now this is an interesting one because I remember I was at the CD World at the Menlo Park Mall. This came out in 1992. And I found this, and I'm like, oh my God, I love techno music. And it was like, when I saw this, I felt like I had never really seen a lot of techno music compilations. Techno Rave 2, Transatlantic, The Wave of the Future. And I bought this, and I was like, really, I really loved it. There's a lot of really interesting songs on here. I mean, I think there's a song by Alternate on there, and just all sorts of different stuff. The world of electronic music and techno is huge. So when I bought this, I don't know why I sort of thought, like, I guess I wasn't looking in the right places. I thought, like, this is one of the only techno compilations I had ever seen, and maybe there weren't that many back then. I don't know. But I was really, like,
I'm like, oh, I gotta get it. I gotta get it. You know, oh my God, look, techno, I gotta get it. Here's Techno Tracks Volume 2. This is a nice one. Yeah, this has a lot of good stuff. James Brown Is Dead. Another alternate song. T99 Anastasia. This is a great one. Techno Tracks Volume 2. And here are two different CD single versions of the Stone Roses' Fool's Gold. Another one of the songs I love greatly. Fool's Gold by the Stone Roses, definitely one of my top 10 songs of all time. Did I do this Roger Miller? No, I didn't do the Roger Miller. This is the Roger Miller box set, the King of the Road, the genius of Roger Miller. And it's a 3-CD box set all about Roger Miller, who's a very unique country artist who he's best known for King of the Road, Trailers for Sale or Rent, that guy. A lot of really amazing songs, so it's a cool box set, 3-CD box set. Then we have Crazy Dog Audio Theater's The Apocalypse of Bill Lizard by Roger Gregg. And this is, it's interesting. In the world of internet audio, right, there's podcasting, which is internet radio shows that are generally available for free. Like, people make them available for free. You don't have to pay for them. Then there's a whole world of audio dramas that are generally commercial in nature. You would have to buy it. They don't make it available for free. And Crazy Dog Audio Theater is one of those things. It's an Irish audio theater group. And I emailed back and forth to the guy, I think because of my New Time Radio page, I emailed back and forth to this guy, Roger Gregg, a number of times. Maybe he sent this to me? I'm not sure. I don't really remember. Bill Lizard, the maladjusted detective in the two-tone shoes, and his partner Cyril the Pooka are hired by the unspeakable to search the unknowable to find the unthinkable. But, okay. I've noticed that in audio drama, right, especially newer audio dramas, the genre of and sort of an interdimensional detective is always used. It's film noir parody, right? Which I find annoying as hell because I never even saw the original film noir movies. All I know of film noir is the parodies. I'm a hard-boiled detective, a blonde with legs that went on forever, came into my office and sat down. I need help there. You know, like, I don't even know how to do it, but you know what I mean, the film noir parody. I find it annoying, so I don't know how much of this is that, but I think I listened to this, but I totally forget it, so I'll have to listen to it again. Ireland's Crazy Dog Audio Theater are winners of the American Mark Time Award for Best Science Fiction Production. CrazyDogAudioTheater.com. Here is a kind of an obscure CD. It says copyright 1987. Original master recording. Ian Dougherty, Dangerous Ground. It's this guy with all these weird, like, percussion instruments. There's Ian Dougherty right there. Wow. He has one of those, what is that little, the thumb piano, kalimba, malimba, whatever you call it. I don't know. I kind of don't remember this one too much, but I don't know. I should listen to it. Here's the official album of Disneyland and Walt Disney World. This is like of course, there's a lot of different renditions of this, but this is your standard one with Main Street Electrical Parade, Yo-Ho, Parasite for Me, all that stuff. Here's a really early CD I bought, the CD single version of the Cranberries song Uncertain. Definitely one of the 91, a very early CD single that I bought. Here is Pebbles, Volume 3, The Acid Gallery. This is original 60s punk and psych classics. So, this is I think sort of an offshoot or a parody of, not a parody, but inspired by the name Nuggets. This is Pebbles with the crazy psychedelic music that I love. Here is Stone Age Woo with the Zorch Sounds of Nervous Norvus. Some good stuff. Transfusion. I may have talked about that on the show before. Very rare music from Nervous Norvus. More techno here. Breaks, Bass, and Bleeps number 3. James Brown Is Dead. All sorts of good stuff. Here's a rather obscure CD from Discorama for 25 cents, Stealing Horses, Maces, and Mandolins. What the heck is this? And
written with Sharpie, WBAU, WBAU. I guess this was the property of a radio station at one point. I don't know. From Waldoxy Records. Here is Kumquat, similar to Sugar Pill. This is a an album. This guy Fred that I know, through our friends Dan and Liz, put out this album called Kumquat. It's a very cool album, kind of like electronic, weird samples, mashups, and interesting stuff. And I looked for information online about it. I don't think he's sort of officially released it yet online. It's just sort of like whoever got a copy of it. So I have a copy of Kumquat. And here's Brother Love, Album of the Year by Brother Love. Of course, Brother Love is a huge star in the world of podcasting. And this is his album. So good music. I think I bought it from him out in the Podcast Expo in 2005. Brother Love. Here is... this whole lizard music thing is very interesting. There's this band Lizard Music, and they were from New Jersey, and I guess this was this Lobster Tea, I guess, was a cassette, and here, this is the CD version. Really good band, a lot of really great music. Dr. Headlight, there it is. And then here's another one, Fashionably Lame, another album. Produced by Steve, recorded by Steve Albini. He's a guy, I guess, who did something. What did he do? Nirvana or something? I don't know if I listened to this one as much, but then my friend Dave Kopperman joined Lizard Music, and they released one more album, but it was only released in Europe. It was not released in the United States, called Dear Champ. I don't know if I have a copy of Dear Champ, but yeah, so that's definitely the connection. So this friend of mine was in it, and then the whole band fell apart, but this... The Lobster Tea, that's the one to get. If you can find Lizard Music Lobster Tea, that is one great album. Then we have the Stereophile Test CD from 1990. That's an old one. You know, like a reference tone, channel identification. And what this has on it is, and I don't know if it's coming up in the pile here, but an amazing album called Los Animales by Bruce Dunlop. Yeah, it has to be coming up because I would have talked about it. Was actually mentioned by name in one of Roger Zelazny's Amber novels, because they both were from Arizona, I think, and he sort of mentioned it. So on the CD, there are actually some tracks from Bruce Dunlap. Threedledum, yeah, Threedledum by Bruce Dunlap. So hopefully it's coming up. I'll talk about that when it's coming up. Here's an odd CD, Steel Rails Under Thundering Skies. And this is... from Bainbridge Records, Bainbridge Entertainment. This is a recording of Trains in the Rain, in Thunderstorms. Trains in Thunderstorms. It's pretty cool. Very specific. But it's Steel Rails Under Thundering Skies, and that's what it is. You turn it on. It's not really music. It's just you hear like a train and like a thunderstorm and rain. It's cool. It's weird. I don't know. Here's the Telephones, Vibration Change. What happened was, when I found out about that song, Mon Cherie, I contacted this guy, Steve Durkex, and I bought a copy of this album from him, but it didn't have the song I was looking for. Then he made another copy of the other album for me. So that's the Telephones, Vibration Change. It's with an F, not a PH. Here is Johnny Bravo. Then again, maybe I won't. And this is those guys, Brandon Ansley. Who again are friends of Dave Kopperman, who have had a number of bands, that the one I talked about before, The Good Fall, Johnny Bravo as well, produced by Rick Ocasek from the Cars. He actually produced the whole album, and didn't do very well, I guess. But I got it in a cutout bin. But you know, my brother just was hanging out with one of those guys the other day too. So, Revolution Magazine once again. Tracks from different things, whatever. Then we have two CDs, Strum and Mental. These are sort of like really cool, again, more cool instrumentals, 1958 to 1965. Cool, just rock instrumentals. What is this now? Virtually Alternative. What the hell is this? It's like a double-sided CD with a bunch of like 90s rock. I don't know what it is. It's for promotion only. Then we have, this is a CD. Okay, Discorama for 25 cents. I got this CD. Okay, buying this CD led us to sort of knowing this guy. Weird Paul with Low Fidelity, High Anxiety. And it's a great album. This guy, Weird Paul, he's still around. He's on MySpace and everything. Really cool artist. He's like a, you know, like a singer-songwriter with like funny songs. And we actually sort of became friends with him, you know, during the whole Fuzzy Dauphner phase, and contacted him and everything. So, you know, and I've emailed back and forth with him a couple times, I think. And one of the, we actually, Fuzzy Dauphner actually covered a song by Weird Paul called Feeding Squirrels Fire. And that was on one of the Fuzzy Dauphner albums. So this, what I'm holding right here, this CD I'm holding right here was very important for 25 cents. Made the connection with Weird Paul. I just bought it because I thought the cover was cool, I guess. Here is something from Rocket Scientist for $8. White Lightning Strikes Twice. A power surge of Minneapolis hard rock electricity. And it's just one of these very obscure bands. And I had it at work, and it says Lightning Strikes T-Wice on the side. T-I-W-I-C-E. Someone at work put a post-it note on it. It said, nice spelling, way back when. In the 1990s. All right, we're getting close to the end here. It's a couple more. This is a good CD. Environment. The music of the future isn't music. The psychologically ultimate seashore. This is just one track. It's the sound of a seashore, but it's very relaxing when you listen to it. I even a couple times went to sleep listening to this. It's like the sound is sort of like modified to be like a perfect seashore. Syntonic Research Incorporated. That originally came out like a long time ago. Like in the 60s or something, right? I don't know. Very cool, though. Environments. They used to make a bunch of like being in the forest and everything. And this was like the original like version of that stuff. Like you've got an LP of like sitting in a forest or sitting by a stream, you know. Okay. Well, here we go. Again, these are the ones I set aside. These are major CDs. Okay. These two CDs, I think, are... These two, I think, are some of the best CDs ever, okay? Buzz, 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 okay? Buzz, 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 and Last Buzz has six Z's. The High Art of Groovy 60s Psychedelic Instrumentals, right? And then Volume 2, More of the High Art of Groovy 60s Psychedelic Instrumentals. And both of these CDs are just jam-packed with amazing, amazing psychedelic instrumentals that are... just jaw-droppingly great, and I've listened to these CDs so many times. Two of the greatest CDs ever. If you can find Buzz, 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 I highly recommend it. And yes, here is Bruce Dunlap, Los Animales. I actually bought this off eBay because it was so hard to find. It's an album. Each and the songs are sort of different animals. Catfish, Benelephant, Tecolote, Lynx, Yeti Vendetti. Well, they're not all animals, but anyway... he plays like this, like a 15-string guitar or something. And yes, this album was mentioned in, I think, like Prince of Chaos or one of the Amber novels. I mean, pretty amazing that this guy's album was mentioned in a such a major science fiction novel. Really cool that Roger Zelazny did that. I guess they knew each other there in Arizona. And it's a great album. I've heard that many, many times, and I really do like it. Here is... Kabarute, an episode in Sensuality, New York Tango Trio. And this is a CD, actually, that I actually believe that I did the production work on the art for this. I do believe that we actually did the, I think we did it. I do believe we did the color separations on this. I'm pretty darn sure. Yeah, because this is for... I hate how hard it is to put these things in and out of the inserts. It's so hard. For Lyricord. We used to do a lot of work for Lyricord. So there you go. And then we have the Cascadia Folk Quartet. It's a random album of... Oh, Hammer Dulcimer. That's why I got it. I love Hammer Dulcimer. That sound is a really good sound. Here is a bunch of songs.
a compilation of music and public service announcements for college radio. So one of the bands, who was in it? The Good Fall. Yeah, The Good Fall. Those guys, Brandon Ansley, were in there. Here's a book with a CD in it called Gravichords, Whirlies, and Pyrophones, and it's just weird experimental musical instruments. Discorama, $4.99. Forest Light by Scott Hartley. Recommended. Flowing, lush piano music. Fans of David Benoit or Suzanne Ciani will love this. Did I talk about this on the show? I don't know. Just new age, flowing, lush piano music with orchestral arrangements. There you go. And here is the Lyricord World Music Sampler. Another Lyricord product. All sorts of cool world music. Excuse me. And we've come to the last stack here. Okay. It's been a long journey. I have no idea how long this has been. But I'm looking at piles and piles and piles of CDs. CD memories. What we have here is John Pegue, Chinese bamboo flute album. And I believe this is a guy that was just in the New York City subway system playing a flute, and I bought his album. Larson Fightin' Band. Now, here we go. I bought this recently, within the past year or so, at the Virgin Megastore in Times Square, soon to be renamed Zavvi, right? I was on Pandora, and I put in Steely Dan, and a song by Larson Fightin' Band came up, and I'm like, wow, I really like that. And I couldn't find it anywhere, so I actually went to the store and bought it. Two LPs on one CD. See, there's a big trend. Larson Fightin' Band and Full Moon. Some good stuff. Some good, like, what do they call it? Like, California rock. Kind of good music. Here's a band, CD called Fairwood, Safely Out of Reach. And this is a band we saw performed with Fuzzy Dog. You know, when you go to these places, this was at a place in the Saint in Asbury Park. And a bunch of different bands play every night. So Fuzzy Dog played, and then Fairwood played, and I bought their album from them. And this is something where, as someone in printing, I know that when your fonts are all screwed up, it comes out in Courier. So all the graphics on here are in Courier. Yeah, I think that's probably not correct. So, you know, whatever. Or maybe they want to use Courier. I don't know. Here's Lyricord, In T, Mystical Music of the Antes, Jorge Alfano. And here we have Gray Folded. This is a weird, like a real weird edited version of Grateful Dead. The Grateful Dead playing Dark Star in all these different variations. Kind of an interesting double CD. Research. Research is a weird magazine. Like RE is bigger than Search is smaller. It's a weird magazine. And they had the Incredibly Strange Music, Volume 1 and Volume 2, where they just had really weird tracks from old LPs. And I remember I went to this place again on Carmine Street, a record store, and I went in there and I said, hey, I'm looking for some interesting LPs because this a CD recently came out that had, and the guy's like, no CDs. No. I said, no, I know you don't sell CDs, but I'm just saying the CD came out and he's like, no, we don't have any CDs. No CDs here. I'm like, no, I get that, but I'm just saying this thing came out that had, he's like, a CD? I'm like, yeah, no. He's like, no CD. So it was one, like almost like a comedy routine. I was trying to find some of these CD, these LPs, but even if I said the word CD, the guy like flipped out. So it was weird. Here's some more ragtime. The Complete Works of James Scott by Guido Nelson playing piano. As you can see, I've definitely got a lot of ragtime CDs. And the cover was done by the guy that does the Acme Novelty Library, Chris Ware. And I really have to say, I don't like his work. I find it just creepy. I don't know. I don't like Chris Ware's work. I don't like the Acme Comic Novelty Library. Sorry. Was that the kid, the smartest kid in the world? Whatever. Saturday Morning, Cartoons Greatest Hits. Nice. Great album. Liz Phair with Material Issue does the tra-la-la song from the Banana Splits. Remember Material Issue? Valerie loves me. And they have like the Ramones doing Spider-Man. All sorts of great stuff on there. Here is a free alternative music sampler. Turn it up and pass it on. Volume 2. And this has Jill Sobule, I Kissed a Girl, Primus, Winona's Big Brown Beaver. Remember that song? Winona's got a big brown beaver.
Toadies with Possum Kingdom. All this, like the mid-90s, and all this, that good music. Here's a Speed Limit 140 BPM Plus presents Law of the Jungle. This is a genre of music that's very bass-heavy. I don't know. I guess you really need a bass, driving around in one of those cars with the bass system to make that work. Here's another one of those weird Brazilian CDs I got on Canal Street. Introducing Opus, I guess it's Opus 5, but it's OPU5, the new sound of Brazil. Very odd. A couple more discs from Lyricord, Istan Pitta, and Istan Pitta 2. It is medieval dances. So this is like actual like recreation of music from like the medieval period. And so it's like actually like what music might have sounded like way back in whenever the medieval was, a long time ago. Here's Michael's music. I got it at Video Game Connections. It was originally $6.99, marked down to $5.99. A Michael Jones retrospective. And it's just the picture of this guy in here is so funny. I don't know why. Michael's music. Copyright 1990, Narada Productions. It's kind of interesting music. Here's Tambafor, We and the Sea. I forget where I heard about this, but it's interesting Brazilian music on A&M Records. And I made one of these compilation tapes that I listened to over and over again that had one of the songs on here. Kind of interesting. Now, here's some cool stuff. We're almost there. You may remember on the show I created a CD-ROM back in like the early 90s called Pelter. And I did it with Sony Electronic Publishing. And they sent me Christmas discs. Sony, 1993, Sony Electronic Publishing Company wishes you a season filled with joy. Sony Electronic Publishing wishes you a happy holiday, 1994. So, actual just Christmas music. Here's Lyricord Sodaiko. Sodaiko is a Japanese drum group. And I actually saw them perform at Drew University. It's kind of interesting. They just have a bunch of drums. It's cool stuff. Here's Pure Excellence, Lyricord Early Music Sampler. Ah, look at this. This is a nice album. Saint Germain, Tourist. This is a great background music. You hear it all over the place. Really nice. Very jazzy. Very cool. Here's a CD that is in a generic jewel case and has absolutely nothing identifying it. Okay. It's a picture of fireworks, but I seem to remember it is a group called System 7. A single from a group called System 7. Here is a really nice techno CD. T99, Children of Chaos. And, of course, Anastasia is a great, great song. Oh, look at this. Carrie Engdahl, Another Sunday Morning. I got her CD here. Great. You can buy her EP. Just go to carrieengdahl.com. Steely Dan, Stone Piano. This is a one of numerous renditions of bootlegs or whatever of their early demos. And the song Android Warehouse is improperly labeled on this one. And the final four CDs are, again, perhaps four of the most important CDs. A couple of CDs I talk about as being the most important. These are the four discs of the Steely Dan box set, Citizen Steely Dan. This is their entire recorded works as Steely Dan from 1972 to 1980. All studio tracks plus the few B-sides that are mixed in there. You know, FM here at the Western World, stuff like that. It's just all of their stuff in order. And, I mean, if you want to talk about Desert Island Discs, like if you went to Tower Records in the past and they used to have this magazine, I forget what it was called, but they had Desert Island Discs. Like, what would you bring to a desert island? And this four CDs I'm holding here, out of everything I have, I don't know. These would be a good candidate for the Desert Island Discs. It's all the classic Steely Dan stuff. And it is amazing, an amazing body of work. And it's something that I've listened to all these songs hundreds of times, and you still get more out of it all the time. So a great way to end it. That's everything. I'm not sure what the total number is, but it's somewhere between 800 and 1,000 discs here. And, you know, we ripped them at 192K bits per second MP3. And So every single disc I just described to you here, and these piles and piles, how much space do you think they take up on the disc? Think to yourself, what do you think? How much room? 45 gigabytes. All of this is only 45 gigabytes. So in fact, if you get the current low-end iPod Classic, which is 80 gigabytes, it would hardly take up half of an iPod. Isn't that amazing? Half of the low-end iPod Classic. It's incredible, right? 45. This, all of what I described to you is 45 megabytes, you know, at the 192 MP3. Is that amazing? Now, that really puts it in perspective. I'm sitting here with all these CDs all around me, and that's half an iPod these days, you know. I mean, yeah, the one I got's 30. I can't quite fit it on the one I got, but the new ones, the hard drive-based iPods, would hardly take up half the space. That is crazy. So, there we go. CD memories. It's 11 o'clock now. Wow. It's been fun reminiscing about this stuff. I feel a lot better. I feel it's definitely a cathartic experience. Now I feel better. However, we're going to, deal with these CDs. It feels good that I did this, recorded this. And I wonder how you're listening to this. Where is this? Is it just CD memories as part of this Overnightscape Underground? Or I don't know. I'm at the point where I'm almost, that idea is almost there, but not quite. Hopefully, I'll get it going soon so you can hear this. Definitely probably a little bit too long for the regular show, which is the whole reason why I'm coming up with, part of the reason I'm coming up with the Overnightscape Underground. Excuse me. All right. Bye-bye.